kid when I was in safety center. Tonight we're celebrating Billy's birthday. All kids are invited to the middle of the day.
Welcome to the Clearwater Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Lance Williams, your host for the Threshers pregame show. Joined as always with the Threshers broadcaster, Josh Sperber. We're here live at Big Hair Ballpark, home of the Clearwater Threshers in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. 92 degrees outside, spotted clouds along the skyline, but we have a beautiful day for baseball. The Clearwater Threshers are hosting the Tampa Tarpons today, the affiliate of the New York Yankees. The Threshers are league best, 41-17, the official champions of the Florida State League West Division first half of the season, and the Tampa Tarpons 27-32. So this is the third meeting of this second series between the teams this season. The Threshers won their first game 10-4 on Tuesday, but they fell short 11-6 yesterday when they fell short of their comeback. But there were some nice positives yesterday. William Baragoya, who's been absolutely phenomenal since joining this Threshers team, is the Phillies' 11th best prospect. According to MLB.com, he was 4-for-5 yesterday. He has been sensational. He's recorded hits in 4 out of his 5 games so far in Clearwater since joining on June 6th. In fact, he's in the lineup today, and we'll look to see if he can continue that. Along with Baragoya, Ryan Leach, the catcher, he was 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs, including a 3-run blast in the 7th inning. He's had home runs in his past 2 games. In fact, 2 home runs on the season. So the starting pitcher yesterday was Gabriel Cotto, who had 4 innings pitched, allowed just 1 earned run, but 8 strikeouts, and he has been great in June. 1.3 ERA, 13 innings pitched. So Cotto, phenomenal night, but bullpen was not able to get the win. So the lineups for today's game start with visiting Tampa Tarpons. First is Jared Serna, the shortstop, Florida State League home run leader. Hit a home run yesterday, his 12th on the year. Next is Anthony Hall, the center fielder for Tampa, followed by Augustin Ramirez, the designated hitter. He also hit a home run yesterday. Followed by Brenny Escondido, a switch hitter, is at second base. Matt Pita, who's had a lot of experience in AAA, he's a minor league rehabber down in Tampa. He will be out in right field, followed by Jesus Rodriguez, batting sixth. He's the third baseman. And then batting seventh, Christopher Familia, the left fielder. He is the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. He's played 12 games with Tampa so far. He joined the team recently. He's been out of his mind, batting 396 with 6 home runs in 12 games. So he has not been able to acquire a home run against Clearwater today, and the Threshers pitching will be looking to keep it that way. Next, batting 8th is Omar Martinez, pitcher. He's a lefty, batting 8th. And finally is Ronnie Rojas, the switch hitter, is the first baseman, batting 9th. The starting pitcher for Tampa is Brock Selvidge. He's a lefty, number 15. He's 3-3 on the year so far with a 3.02 ERA and 50.2 innings pitched. Real Clearwater Threshers leading off is Amarion Boyd, a guy you really want leading off at that speed. The steals leader on the season with a lead of 9 behind him is Justin Crawford at 25, and Boyd with 34. But he's been more than a hitter this year. In his past 2 games, he has recorded multiple hits, 2-for-5 in each of those games, and on the year he's batting .281, so a very good hitter, and once he gets on base, he will fly by and steal a bag. Next is Justin Crawford, batting 2nd. He's the center fielder. He's returning to the field. Yesterday he was in the designated hitter spot. He's running off a 7-game hit streak. He'll be looking to continue that, as he is actually 2nd in Florida State League hitting wise, so .331 average is second best in the Florida State League. Batting 3rd is Brian Rincon, the switch hitter. Returning to the lineup today, he's at his typical shortstop position. He's also on a 5-game hit streak. Batting 4th is Otto Kemp, third baseman. Batting 5th is Jordan Disson, the 12th round pick out of the University of Richmond Spiders. Sixth is William Baragoya, who is six for nine this series, batting. Seventh is Ricardo Rosario, who's in the designated hitter spot. He's getting a day off of the field. And Cole Moore, the left-handed hitter, is first base, batting eighth. Finally, Cade Fergus, who in his last game of action on Tuesday hit a triple. He's batting ninth, and he will be in right field. The pitcher for today is number 19, the left-handed pitcher, as well as Samuel Abigarry. He's 1-0 on the year with a 4.03 ERA with 38 innings pitched on the season. So we have some exciting news for the recent Threshers who got called up to the Jersey Shore Blue Claws in yesterday's game against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, in which Jersey Shore dominated a 16-5 victory on the road, in fact. So three former Threshers from this year were on the team, were in the lineup, including Gabriel Rincones Jr., who doubled, Eric Brito in the middle infielder. He was 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs and a triple. Finally, Fraylin Minietti was 1-for-4 with 2 runs and a walk. So it's not a surprise after we saw what they were doing today for this season in Clearwater that they're continuing their performances in Jersey Shore with the Blue Claws. So the Philadelphia Phillies are actually playing today. They're playing right now. They're in a tight matchup in Arizona and Phoenix against the Diamondbacks, the National League West leader right now. That game's the top of the ninth. The Phillies have a 5-4 lead. So they'll be looking to get that win. We do have some home runs. Bryson Stott hit a home run. And that's the one home run. Bryce Harper won the score with an RBI. Trey Turner and started to heat up at the plate. He was 2-5. And Aaron Nola, the former Clearwater Thresher, 6 2/3 innings pitched, allowing 4 earned runs, but 9 strikeouts with just 1 walk for Nola. He hit the triple-digit pitch mark, 104 with a 68% strike percentage. So, good performance for Nola, the former Thresher. There's another game going on right now in the major leagues. That's the Tampa Bay Rays at the top of the ninth, leading 4-3 in Oakland Coliseum for the Rays. So, other games going on or yet to begin. The Detroit Tigers are playing in Minnesota at 7:10. The Colorado Rockies are playing in Atlanta, 7:20. The Angels, with Shohei Ohtani pitching, are in Arlington, Texas, taking on the Rangers. That game's on Fox Sports 1. Next, the Pittsburgh Pirates are in Chicago at Wrigley Field, taking on the Cubs. Next, the Washington Nationals are in Houston. Next, the Cleveland Guardians in San Diego, facing off against the Padres. The White Sox in LA against the Dodgers. And one game did conclude so far. That was the Toronto Blue Jays, who lost 4-2 in Baltimore. But a very nice performance from Danny Jensen, who hit 2 solo blasts. He was 3-for-4 on that game. So there are also games that have concluded in the Philly system so far. Those are the rookie ball teams. In fact, it looks like it was a very good day for the rookie ball teams. In fact, all three of them won. The Dominican Summer League Phillies Red Team won 15-10 against the DSL Twins. And the DSL Phillies White shut out the DSL Tigers 7-0. And finally, the Florida Complex League Phillies, they beat the Florida Complex League Blue Jays 7-6 down the street next to Garrison Jones Elementary. So, good day for the Phillies organization, the Major League team looking to get their victory, and three other games going on momentarily. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws taking on the Wilmington Blue Rocks, next to the Hartford Yard Goats, staying in Reading, with the number 2 prospect in the Phillies system, Nick Abel, a very exciting prospect for Phillies fans all around. He is pitching. And finally, the Toledo Mudhens are in Lehigh Valley, facing off against the Iron Pigs. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 33-30 on the season. So, today is actually Finley's birthday, and we have quite a lot of mascots from all around the Tampa Bay area. We have Captain Fear, Finley, of course, the Tampa Bay Rowdies mascot along with Tampa Bay Lightning mascot.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very, very special first pitch tonight.
All around the
Tampa Bay birthday shark himself, Finley.
In fact, Finley's being honored with the first pitch. Oh, I think that was a strike. Captain Fear behind him, K being up on him. It was a strike. I think it was on the lower left corner. He could skim the strike zone. Finley, as well as being my Finley's best guy. He might be our starting pitcher for tonight.
And Thunderbugs for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Josh, what did you get Finley for his birthday?
A hug.
A hug? If he comes in here, which he might not today just because he's so busy, I'll give him a nice fist bump.
He'll be swarmed by fans today.
Yeah.
Don't know if we're going to get to see him today, but got a big hug and a big old bucket of chum waiting for him.
I'm sure Finley will appreciate it. Fist bumps to the Clearwater Threshers players. I'm not sure if they're familiar with them.
I'm not.
Randy Arozarena's brother is actually the goalkeeper for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. A little tidbit of information.
Royal family of Tampa Bay.
Very talented sports family there. So, other games going on in the Florida State League. Later today, of course, our game here hosting the Tarpons, but St. Lucie Mets hosting the Palm Beach Cardinals. Lakeland Flying Tigers are in Dunedin against the Blue Jays. Jupiter Hammerheads, Daytona Tortugas game. That game got delayed. Perhaps some rain down in Daytona. And the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are facing off in Bradenton against the Marauders. So out comes the Clearwater Threshers out of the dugout in their red jerseys. They've been sent for the national anthem. We'll take a brief pause here on the Threshers broadcast network and we'll throw it to Josh for the first pitch in this matchup between Tampa and Clearwater.
Welcome back to the Threshers Broadcast Network as the Clearwater Threshers look to bounce back from an 11-6 defeat against the Tampa Tarpons in Game 3 of the second series between the two sides. My name is Josh Sperber, and the Threshers leading the way in the Florida State League West Division, now one of two playoff teams throughout the minor leagues. The Oklahoma City Dodgers clinched the first half championship and in the PCL in AAA, joining the Threshers as the only two teams currently in the minor league playoffs. The Tarpons not able to fight for one a spot in the first half as the Threshers clinched the West Division, but Clearwater looking to keep a stranglehold on this Florida State League this season, a league which they have dominated all year long. Against the Tarpons, they have won 5 of 8 games with a split in the first home battle between the two sides with a loss last night. 11-6 was the final score from BayCare Ballpark yesterday. It was a 10-4 win on Tuesday. And now game three looks to decide the first half of this series. Samuel Aldegheri on the hill for the Clearwater Threshers. 1 win, no losses on the season, and an ERA of 4.03. It's his second game against Tampa this season and his fourth over his 2-year career with the Clearwater Threshers. He was here in 2021 as well. Against Tampa, he's 0-1 in 8 innings pitched, 11 hits with a 7.88 ERA in 3 appearances between 2001 and this year in 2023. Tampa is in the batter's box getting ready for the first pitch as Jared Serna leads off for the Tarpons for the third straight game. Aldegheri is set from the third base side of the rubber, and we are just about underway. First pitch of the ball game misses. No, he catches the outside corner for a called strike, and at 6:31, we are ready to go. Fastball from Aldegheri started things off, one of his 5 pitches that you will see him throw tonight, as another heater is fouled away by Serna, 0-2. 4-seamer, 2-seamer, slider, curve, and a change is the 5-pitch mix for the 21-year-old out of Verona in Italy, most famous for being the setting for Shakespeare's classic Romeo and Juliet. A high chopper hit over to third base. Kemp fields it. A bouncing throw into the glove of Moore. He makes the pick for the first out in the first inning. So one gone in the first. We'll set the rest of the lineup for the Tampa Tarpons after Jared Serna's ground out to third base. Anthony Hall currently heading into the batter's box, batting second. Augustine Ramirez is on deck as the number 3 hitter. Brenny Escanillo doing the cleanup work for the Tarpons with the rehabbing right fielder Matt Pita batting 5th. Aldegheri kicks and deals, and it's a breaking ball over the plate for a called strike 1 to Anthony Hall. Jesus Rodriguez remains in the 6th spot for the Tarpons. Christopher Familia in left batting 7th. Omar Martinez, the 8th hitter, and Ronnie Rojas making his first start of the series batting 9th. Hall sends this one back in to the netting, and the count is now 0-2. Earlier this year against Tampa, the lone relief appearance of the season for Samuel Aldegheri back on the 22nd. 0-2 the pitch, and this one is popped up, playable down the third baseline. Kemp sprinting towards it. Next to the Threshers' dugout, he makes the one-handed running catch for the second out in the first inning. We'll tell you about Aldegheri's last outing against Tampa after we set the defense for the Threshers with Augustine Ramirez coming up to the plate for the Tampa Tarpons. Otto Kemp at third base for Clearwater, Brian Rincon at short, William Bergoya at second, Cole Moore at first, and Jordan Disson, the battery mate for Samuel Aldegheri. Left to right in the outfield, Amarion Boyd in left, Justin Crawford back in center, and Cade Fergus in right field. First pitch to Augustine Ramirez with 2 outs in the first is cut on and missed on the curveball. Count is now 0-1. So Aldegheri had his lone relief appearance of the season against Tampa back on April the 22nd. Also, his only blown save of his minor league career. 1-1, the count now to Ramirez as the fastball missed low and away. 2 2/3 innings for Aldegheri, 4 runs, 3 of them earned on 5 hits. And 6 strikeouts. And there's a strikeout for Aldegheri, his 7th of the season against the Tarpons. And overall, that is number 52 for the left-hander. A 1-2-3 inning for the Tarpons in the first. The Threshers come up to bat in the home half of the first inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Please pay attention to the main walls and rows. When you send ahead, the diamond will save you by walk and road backs occasionally.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Love, the only app minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you check with friends during live play, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free on the Apple Play Store and start scoring.
Amarion Boyd, the leadoff hitter for the Clearwater Threshers, as they go up against the left-hander Brock Selvidge for the second time this season. Selvidge winds, kicks, and sends the fastball in, but it misses up and away. Count is 1-0 to Amarion Boyd. Boyd, the stolen base leader in the Florida State League with 34, has been caught 9 times. 1-0 the count as the pitch misses low and into Boyd. Count 2-0. 273 hitter on the year is Amarion Boyd with 14 RBIs, and he really has been just such a perfect table setter for the Threshers whenever he has been in the leadoff spot in the order. Now it's 2-0. Selvidge kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count now 2-1. The Threshers have faced Selvidge once already this season. That was back at Steinbrenner Field in the series in April. Back on the 21st, which was the debut of Ricardo Rosario, who's DHing at 7, as the fastball misses to make the count 3-1 to Boyd. Selvidge pitched 4 innings against the Threshers, struck out 5, walked 2, allowed 1 run on 3 hits in a game that the Clearwater Threshers won over the Tarpons. This one is chopped down the line at third base, a running fielding play by Rodriguez. He throws to first, almost pulling the first baseman Rojas off the bag, but Boyd is out on a ground ball to third. That'll bring up Justin Crawford as we set the rest of the lineup for the Clearwater Threshers. Boyd, the leadoff man, just grounded out to third base. Justin Crawford, last year's first round pick by the Philadelphia Phillies, he is batting second. Brian Rincon hitting third. Otto Kemp, the cleanup man, and Jordan Disson batting fifth for the Threshers. Selvidge, the wind, the kick, and the first pitch to Crawford. Cut on and missed on the breaking ball. Count 0-1. William Bergoya is batting 6th after a 4-for-5 day last night. Ricardo Rosario hitting 7th. Cole Moore batting 8th. And Cade Fergus, the 9-hitter for the Clearwater Threshers. The 0-1. Crawford bounces this one foul. And the count now 0-2. Crawford making his first appearance in a week. Getting in to the lineup last night as the designated hitter. Went 1-for-5. With a run scored and a stolen base. 25 swipes on the season now gives him second behind Boyd in the Florida State League. 0-2, hit the other way to third, bounced out of the glove of Rodriguez, but he quickly scoops it up, sends it to first, and that is out number two. We'll set the defense for the Tarpons as Brian Rincon comes up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Jesus Rodriguez at third, Jared Serna at short, Brenny Escanillo at second, and Ronnie Rojas at first for the Tarpons. In the outfield, Christopher Familia in left, Anthony Hall in center, and Matt Pita in right field with Omar Martinez, the battery mate for Brock Selvidge. First pitch missing upstairs to Brian Rincon, count 1-0. Rincon on a bit of an on-base streak, 5 straight games with a hit, 6 straight games reaching base. He is 6-for-24 with a home run and 2 RBIs, as well as 4 runs scored over his last 6 games. Now the 1-0 to Rincon. Fastball missing, no, that's in there for a called strike 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. Kenny Garcia, the home plate umpire. William Pascal on the bases and that is today's umpiring crew. So Rincon, the switch hitter, batting right-handed against the lefty Selvidge, lifts this out to center field. Drifting into right is Hall. He makes the catch for the final out of the inning. And like the Tarpons, the Threshers go down in order in the first inning. So a scoreless first, and that will bring up the second inning. Threshers and Tarpons have yet to score here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Top of the second inning, heart of the order for the Tarpons coming up as Brenny Escanillo gets his first opportunity as the cleanup man against the Threshers this year. Escanillo, Pita, and Rodriguez in the second against Sam Aldegary, who sends the first pitch a fastball that's fouled away by Escanillo for strike number one. Escanillo has been in the lineup in each of the first two games of this series. He was 1-for-5 on Tuesday, and he pops this one up foul down the right field line, count 0-2. Yesterday, Escanillo had two RBIs in his two hits, went 2-for-5 with two strikeouts, a run scored, a stolen base, and two ribbies. Slider outside, and that is now 1-2. The Purpitz pitch not offered at by Brenny Escanillo. Still scoreless in the top of the second here at BayCare Ballpark. Aldegary, in his 10th appearance of the season, lifts the glove up to his face and he kicks and deals. 1-2 missing upstairs, and the count now 2-2. Nobody out here in the second. Escanillo, Pita, and Rodriguez for the Tarpons in the second inning of the ball game. Each team went down in order in the first inning. Aldegary's set. Now the 2-2 pitch. Hit the other way, fouled again by Escanillo. Three foul balls in this at-bat. All of them have gone in the right field stands, right field concourse area near where the Strikeout Cafe is located. Now it's still a 2-2 to Escanillo. This one is bounced over to second base. Field on a pair of hops by Rincon at short. He sends it to first. Moore makes the squeeze for the first out of the second inning. That'll bring out Matt Pita to the plate as Aldegary is preparing for a Triple-A rehabber. Pita has played each of the last two seasons, bouncing between Double-A Somerset and Triple-A Scranton with the Patriots and the Rail Riders. It was not part of Somerset's Eastern League Championship team last season, though. Swing and a miss, an inside breaking ball makes it 0-1 for Pita, who is playing his second game of his rehab stint this series. A two RBI triple in the third inning of Tuesday's game as he takes another breaking pitch, this time for ball number one. Two walks and a two RBI triple. He was 1-for-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is drilled high and deep out to left field. Boyd going back, looking up on the warning track. Nothing he can do about that one. A solo shot for Matt Pita. Two extra base hits in his rehab stint against the Threshers, and it's 1-0 Tarpons here in the second inning. Aldighieri, not a guy who gives up a whole lot of home runs, but that just the fourth he has allowed this season for the Clearwater Threshers. So the Tarpons get the early lead for the second time this, or for the first time this series. The Threshers got the first run of the game in the first inning on Tuesday and in the third in yesterday's contest. Another one drilled high and deep into left by Rodriguez, and the Tarpons are going back-to-back. Jesus Rodriguez launches this over the bullpens out in left field, his fourth homer of the season, and two consecutive home runs for Tampa give them a 2-0 lead. First pitch that Rodriguez sees leaves the yard. Tampa, an early 2-0 lead. The Threshers are usually the team that gets these early leads. But when opponents score first, they are still 14th and 12th. This is the 27th instance of that happening. First pitch, Familia doesn't offer, and it's a 1-0 count, as the fastball misses upstairs. So Rodriguez, three homers on the season, Pita with two, and those are the two hits and runs of the game. Aldighieri spikes a curveball into the dirt. It seems like he slipped on his windup, and he's going to take a walk around the pitcher's mound while Jordan Disson makes sure he's all right. A slow walk towards the mound. He throws the ball back. Aldighieri seems good, so he will just kick some dirt around, get the rosin a little bit, and get himself back and set for a 2-0 count to the reigning player of the week in Christopher Familia. Six homers, 18 RBIs on the year for Familia, hitting just under .400 in his third week with Tampa. Fastball inside, now the count 3-0 to Familia, and Aldighieri in danger of letting the first three batters reach. Aldighieri set, now the 3-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt, and that is a four-pitch walk to Familia. So one out in the second inning, two runs already home on back-to-back home runs. And now Christopher Familia on first with a walk, and that is going to bring out Matt Hockenberry and the head athletic trainer in Sam Myers, as they're not sure if Aldighieri is good. He was kicking that right leg around, and he still is doing so. That is the foot in motion in the left-hander's windup. So the home plate umpire out just to test the injury as well, just to see how severe it is. And Sam Myers and Matt Hockenberry will stand next to the mound and allow Aldighieri to throw a couple of warm-up pitches in front of the home plate umpire, Kenny Garcia. So Aldighieri, the front leg seems to be the one that he's having a little bit of issue with. And four balls after back-to-back home runs puts a runner on first and gives the Tarpons a 2-0 lead. So fortunately, Sam and Hockenberry going back into the Threshers' dugout, and Aldighieri is not going to follow them. So the trainer and pitching coach return, and it'll be one on and one out for Omar Martinez. Catcher and a first baseman, which was the position that he played last night, or Martinez, has been in the lineup for all three games against the Threshers this series, as well as all six back at the end of April. There's a strike from Aldighieri, and he gets a well-deserved cheer from the crowd as the fastball notches in the top corner for a called strike one. 0-1 the count, one on and one out, with the Tarpons leading by two. Shuffling down the first base line is Familia as Martinez swings and misses at an outdoor breaking ball. That makes the count 0-2. From Aldighieri. Martinez, without a hit last night, but did reach on a walk once, was 0-3. 0-2, weakly chopped foul. That's going to land in the Tarpons' dugout as we stay 0-2. Familia is being held on at first base by Cole Moore. 14 stolen bases in this his fourth minor league season in 20 attempts. He's 0-1 this season. Now Aldighieri looks over at first base, the 0-2, in the dirt, gets away from Disson, but he's quick to get the baseball, and Familia retreats back to first base. So it's a 1-2 count, and a good block by Jordan Disson to keep the ball in front of him, and the decently speedy
Familia over at first base. So 1-2 to the lefty Martinez as Aldegary looks over at first. A second glance, now the 1-2. Wave and a whip, strike three. A breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and it just dropped away from Martinez's bat. That is the second strikeout of the game for Samuel Aldegary, who hit his 100th strikeout of his minor league career in the Fort Myers game last week, where he struck out four in four innings of work. Two outs, now Ronnie Rojas, who makes his first appearance of the series, up at the plate. He swings and misses way out in front of an Aldegary fastball. It's an 0-1 count to the Tarpons' first baseman. Two gone here in the second, with Tampa leading by two runs. Aldegary looks at first, now the 0-1, a breaking ball missing low. Count even at one ball and one strike. Aldegary played a little professional baseball in Italy before being signed by the Phillies in June of 2019. In fact, Tuesday was the fourth anniversary of the year he signed with the Phillies. 1-1 turns to 2-1 as the breaking ball misses low. June 13th, 2019 is when Samuel Aldegary put pen to paper and became a professional baseball player for the Philadelphia Phillies, coming from Serie A in Italian baseball's Parma Clima. Now the fastball misses low, count 3-1 to Ronnie Rojas. And a big, big benefactor in Italian baseball is Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Mike Piazza, who threw out the first pitch in Aldegary's debut game back in April of 2019. Swing and a miss for Rojas, and now the count full at three balls and two strikes. Aldegary also played with his brother in Parma, Mattia, who is still pitching for Parma over in Italy. Now it's a full count to Rojas, a short leadoff first for Familia, but he'll be headed to second on the pitch. Payoff pitch. This one is hit on a soggy line drive over to second, the shortstop Rincon. A long throw to first base, and he gets it in time for the final out of the second inning. But damage done for the Tarpons. Two runs on back-to-back homers by Pita and Rodriguez. No errors and a man left as the Threshers trail by two in a 2-0 ball game heading into the bottom second.
Charlie and Leah, and they are going to try and guess what the world's greatest charades player, Finley, and his friends are trying to perform tonight. All right, you guys come on over here so you can see how fast that sounds. All right, so they're going to try and act something out. You guys try and guess what it is. You get as many guesses as you want. So keep going until you get it right. All right, you ready? All right, they're ready. Let's go. Thank you all for playing. And of course, happy birthday, Finley. Hitting off the bottom of the second, the Threshers, third baseman, number 9, Otto Kemp.
Bottom of the second inning, Threshers trail by two with Jordan Disson coming up after Otto Kemp and William Bergoglio hitting third. Kemp lifts the first pitch high in the air in foul territory down the first baseline, drifts into fair territory and right, and Matt Pita makes the grab with two hands for safety. One pitch, one out here in the second inning. That'll bring up Jordan Disson after Kemp flied out to right field. Disson hitting just under 300, a home run and 17 RBIs. And
in the one of two games that Tampa won, the 10-2 loss for the Threshers, the first loss of that series on the Wednesday. Disson drove in the only two runs of that game for the Clearwater Threshers, so he is no stranger to bringing runs home against the Tarpons. 1-0 now to Disson, salvage deals, breaking ball misses low, and the count is 2-0. Against the Tarpons, this is Disson's fourth game. 4-for-12, a run scored, 3 RBIs, with an OPS of .666. 2 balls, no strikes to Disson. Fastball missing way upstairs, and the count now 3-0. Against left-handers, Disson hitting .289 on the season with 11 of his 17 RBIs. And now he faces a 3-0 against Selvidge. Here's the pitch. Fastball over the plate for a called strike. Two of the top lefties in single A going at it right now in Selvidge and Aldegary. As we have a 3-1 count, now a breaking ball settles on the outside corner for a called strike two. So the count full to Disson as he takes a timeout, leaning in to his dugout for just a little bit more hitting advice. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Threshers trail by 2 after 2 home runs in the second inning. Payoff pitch from Selvidge. Disson drills this on a line out to left center field, and that's going to land in the gap, rolling all the way to the wall for extra bases. Disson around first. He'll pull up at second base with a 1-out double, and the Threshers have their first hit of the game. Jordan Disson had a day off yesterday, and he is back in an emphatic way, crushing a double into left center field. So Clearwater, with the tying run at the plate in the form of the guy who might be swinging the hottest bat for the Threshers so far. Bergoglio just got called up to Clearwater on the 6th, ahead of the Fort Myers series. Was able to clinch the division with the Threshers as he grounds this one over the head of Marty Malloy at third base for foul ball and a strike number 1. Bergoglio went 2-for-12 against Fort Myers with an RBI. He's had 3 RBIs in 2 games here, 6-for-9 with a run scored in his 2 games at BayCare Ballpark. So Bergoglio looking quite comfortable with the surroundings here at BayCare Ballpark. Average up to .381 in his 6th game of the season. Now it's an 0-1 to Bergoglio. The pitch, breaking ball, missing outside, and the count evens at 1-1. Bergoglio, typically a shortstop, but with Brian Rincon in the lineup, he'll play second base, similar to what Eric Brito did while he was up with the Threshers. Now got called up to Jersey Shore ahead of the series this week. The 1-1 count to Bergoglio, up and in. Some chin music forces Bergoglio away from the plate, and the count is 2-1. No homers in his minor league career. He had 3 doubles last year, but all singles in the 8 hits that he has recorded since being called up to the Threshers. 2-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bergoglio, a native of Valencia in Venezuela, one of 3 18-year-olds on the Phillies' top 30, according to MLB.com, and he is the highest-ranked of those guys on the list. Now the 2-2. Hit on the ground to first. Charging is Rojas, and he's going to take it back to the first base bag himself to retire Bergoglio on the unassisted ground out. But Disson advances to third, and with 2 outs, now Ricardo Rosario becomes the tying run at the plate. Not really a home run hitting guy, but a little poke into the outfield would give the Threshers a much needed run, and Rosario certainly the guy for that. 3-for-7, and he had a hit in each of the 3 games he played against Tampa, with the same thing going here. A 5-game hit streak for Ricardo, 6-for-19 since June the 9th, with 2 triples and 2 RBIs. Fastball over the outside part of the plate makes it an 0-1 count to Rosario, a guy who's able to play in every outfield position. Made his first start at center field last night. Typically plays in left field for the Threshers with a lot of strong arms on this ball club. It's an 0-1 count to Rosario, two gone, and Jordan Disson on third base. Now the 0-1 pitch popped up foul down the right field side, and it's 0-2. 2-0 is the score. Tarpon's leading. Two hits, both home runs. The Threshers won. All three hits today so far have gone for extra bases with the double that put Jordan Disson on third base as the Threshers' only knock of the day. 0-2 to Rosario, one on and two gone here in the bottom of the second inning. Now the pitch from Selvidge, swing and a miss, a fastball up and away, and Rosario offers at it for Brock's first strikeout of the day. So the Threshers strand their first run of the game, 90 feet from home plate, no runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left, and it's still 2-0 Tampa as we head into the third. Top of the third inning, 2-0 the score. Tarpon's in the lead, and Samuel Aldeguerri facing the top of Tampa's order. Serna, Hall, and Ramirez to lead off the third for the Tarpons. Aldeguerri kicks and deals. Fastball darts to the outside corner for an 0-1 count. Serna faced three pitches in the first, grounded out to Otto Kemp at third to lead off the ballgame. Working quickly is Aldeguerri, and the 0-1 misses low to even the count at one ball and one strike. Serna, the league leader in home runs, hit his 12th yesterday, two ahead of the next closest home run hitter. Now the 1-1. Fastball outside and the count 2-1. And these are two teams that really provide a lot of their punch in opposite ways. The Threshers built a lot more on small ball and fantastic defense. Threshers, the best fielding percentage in the league with .982. That is 0.1 higher than anyone else. The Tortugas and Blue Jays are tied at .972 in second in fielding percentage. 3-1 count to Serna, and they might have some fielding to do with a man on base. 3-1 the pitch, fouled away, and it's a full count to the Tarpons' shortstop. Also, the Threshers, 36 errors on the season. Next closest, 56 from the Daytona Tortugas. Truly remarkable what they've done defensively this season, doing so with the fewest home runs as a team in the Florida State League. A full count now to Serna. Aldeguerri is set. Three on the pitch clock. He winds and deals. Payoff pitch fouled away by Serna down the right field line. And we'll do it again. For the Tarpons, though, with the home run power of Serna leading them, Tampa has tied for the third most home runs in the league this season, or the fourth most, as Serna swings and misses at a breaking ball by Aldeguerri, trying to dig that changeup out of the dirt. And Aldeguerri, with a strikeout in each inning, has struck out three here in the top of the third inning. One gone for the Tarpons. That'll bring up Anthony Hall, the highest-rating hitting prospect for the New York Yankees that is here in Tampa. Hall, number 19 prospect in the Yankees system, 22 years old, 6'1", and 200 pounds. A Oregon alum.
First pitch to Hall, breaking ball, fouled away. That's going to bounce off the press box roof, and the count is 0-1. Always love to see just a whole group of kids stand up every time a ball is hit into foul territory. 0-1 to Hall, count on and missed, way behind a breaking ball, and the count now 0-2. Aldighieri had a little bit of an injury scare in the last inning when head athletic trainer Sam Myers came out to the mound to check on him, but he's showing no ill effects and is working quickly, sending pitches to Tampa. This one hitting the air out to center field. Crawford underneath it. He drifts under it to make the catch for the second out of the third inning. Crawford making it look easy in center field as always. Two quick outs here in the third for the Threshers. That'll bring up Augustine Ramirez, 6 homers, 27 ribbies on the season. He caught last night, staying in the lineup and not getting a day in the field. Fastball missing low, count 1-0 to Ramirez, who struck out on 3 pitches to end the first inning. Ramirez, a 2-run homer last night, as well as a single. All 3 times he reached the plate, or 3 of 4 times he reached the plate, he scored a run. Now it's a 2-0 count. As a breaking ball missed outside, Ramirez ended the game 2-for-3 with a walk, an intentional walk, and that 2-run home run. This is a skied fly ball out to right center field. Fergus drifting underneath it. Closer to center, he makes the catch on the run for the final out of the third inning. So it's a 1-2-3 frame. Aldighieri bouncing back after 2 home runs allowed in the second. We're through 2.5 here at Big Air Ballpark. The Tarpons lead the Threshers 2-0.
You good? Bottom of the third inning. Cole Moore set to lead things off for the Threshers. 8-9-1, trying to bridge the 2-0 gap between them and the Tarpons. Brock Selvidge, the first pitch, fouled away by Moore off the end of his bat, and it's 0-1. Some big news reported by MLB Pipeline. Andrew Painter set to throw 25 pitches in a bullpen session tomorrow, working towards a comeback from a UCL sprain that has not allowed him to pitch this season. 0-2 now to Cole Moore. And that's the first batter of the third inning as the Threshers trail 2-0. So Painter coming back could mean a whole lot of things around the Phillies minor league system, maybe even reverberating up to the majors. 0-2, Moore scorches this up the middle. And a worm-burning line drive is the second hit of the day for the Clearwater Threshers. Moore, who hit a triple and scored a run in the 9th inning of yesterday's game, now hits in back-to-back at-bats, and he has just raked against Tampa this year. 3 of his 6 RBIs have come against the Tarpons, and now Cade Fergus, who has hit 3 home runs in this ballpark, is set as the tying run up at the plate. Short lead off first for Moore, not a huge threat to steal, as the pitch to Fergus is taken for a called strike at 0-1. So the reason why I say that Andrew Painter's could reverberate around the system is because you don't know where he's going to rehab in his minor league game. Certainly a chance he'll come here, but nothing is for certain. Could be in the complex league. It's just not something that we know, not something that I don't think anyone knows yet. But it could go all the way up to the majors because he could be the missing piece in the Phillies rotation. A lot of people had him pegged to start the season on the Phillies opening day roster before the injury came in late March to Painter. 1-1 to Fergus, breaking ball, just catching the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Painter played here in Clearwater briefly in 2021. Just absolutely lights out stuff. I saw him strike out 6 against the eventual South Atlantic League champion Bowling Green Hot Rods with the Blue Claws last season. Fergus swings and misses at a breaking ball, and that is the first out of the third inning for Selvidge. Excuse me, that is his second strikeout of the day. One gone here in the third, and Amarion Boyd now at the plate representing the tying run. He grounded a third his last time up, and the first pitch he takes is a fastball goes outside for ball number one. 14 RBIs on the year for Amarion Boyd. He had to miss the last half of that Tampa series after getting hit by a pitch in the hand, and it's the reason that he now has a wrist guard that extends out to his entire left hand just underneath the knuckles. 1-1 count to Boyd now as he fouls off a fastball. Not something that he played with before. He said that it took him a little bit to get used to, but now Boyd is hitting at one of his best clips of the season. Certainly barely even notices it at this point. 1-1 now to Boyd. Breaking ball does not drop, and it is 2-1 as the slider misses upstairs. Boyd, 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored and stolen base number 34 back on Tuesday. Had the night off yesterday, finishing the series in Fort Myers, 6-for-21 with 3 RBIs. Moore, short lead off first, 2-1 to Boyd, way outside on the breaking ball, and now the count is 3-1. And even with a runner ahead of him, Boyd, not a guy you want to walk. Crawford, with good gap-to-back gap power, is on deck, and has certainly come up with some clutch hits for the Threshers this season. 3-1 now to Boyd. Selvidge deals. Boyd drills this on a line down the left field side, but it is just foul. Absolutely scorched, but a touch early off the bat of Boyd there. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And if he was just a little bit later on that, that could have been the first home run of Boyd's career. But it's just a loud strike number 2 to give a full count to Amarion Boyd. Moore off for second, a payoff pitch, bounces and gets away from the catcher. Moore will stay at second base after the one-out walk to Amarion Boyd. 2-1 and just 1 out here in the third inning. And Justin Crawford coming up to the plate representing the go-ahead run. Would be pretty fitting if this is when he hit his first home run of his career. 26 RBIs on the season is just 1 behind Brian Rincon for the team lead. And he's got a chance. If he hits a double, this game will be tied. And he has done plenty of that so far this year. First pitch to Crawford, a bunt back up the middle. So a play over at second base, and Boyd is out at the Keystone sack. So a sacrifice bunt moves Moore to third, and Boyd is out at second base on the bunt by Justin Crawford. So 2 gone now here in the third inning, and that will bring up Otto Kemp, who represents the go-ahead run. I would not be surprised if Crawford tried to steal second. He's tied for second in the league with Lakeland's Seb Stevenson with 25 swipes on the year. He's been caught 3 times. And Crawford, a whole lot of speed, so an extra base hit from Kemp here would likely tie the game. So Brian Rincon up at the plate, and Crawford quickly off for second base. The pitch inside, and the threat of a double steal allows Crawford to advance into second without a throw. So, stolen base number 26 of the year for Crawford and a 1-0 count to Brian Rincon. Six homers on the year for Brian as the breaking ball misses inside, count 2-0. Four of those six have come here at BayCare Ballpark, including a walk-off home run about a month ago against Bradenton. He had an inside the Parker in the last series against Dunedin. And Rincon has just a lot of power, which you would not expect from a guy who is barely 5'10". Breaking ball outside, 3-0. And Selvidge in danger of loading the bases. Crawford on second, Moore on third with two outs, a hit and a walk so far in this inning. 3-0 now to Rincon. And here's the pitch. Fastball narrowly catching the outside part of the plate, and it's three balls and one strike. Rincon flied out to center his last time up. Switch hitter has hit all of his home runs against right-handed pitchers from the left side of the plate. Now batting righty against the lefty Selvidge, he waits for the 3-1. Breaking ball inside corner, and that fills up the count at 3-2. Boyd walked on a 3-2 count, Disson doubled on a 3-2 count. And the Threshers having good luck with full counts so far today. We'll see if that can continue here with Rincon. Two outs, two on, and a payoff coming to Brian Rincon. He swings and misses, trying to scoop a breaking ball out of the dirt, and a big strikeout number 3 on the game for Brock Selvidge. So the Threshers strand the tying run and leave two on the base paths on one hit, no errors, with, of course, two men left. Still 2-0, Tampa in the lead. Let's go to Lance Williams with a minor league scoreboard.
Thanks, Josh. And we have action in Florida State right now. First off, we have the St. Lucie Mets. We're traveling the Palm Beach Cardinals in Palm Beach. 2-1 in the top of the third. Next, the Lakewood Flying Cowboys in the need of those scores at the end of the one. Next, the Bradenton Otters lead the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 2-1 at home. And the Jupiter Hammerheads in Daytona against the Jupiter's in Stokely. So, that's the first thing we scored right now. Back to the
Thank you, Lance. The Threshers trail by 2. Sam Aldegary remains on the mound for the Threshers. Just 2 hits, both of them, though, left the yard. Both were back in the first inning. Other than that, Aldegary has been very solid. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and 2 1-2-3 innings, sandwiching that 2-run second for the Tampa Tarpons. Tarpons lead it 2-0. The Threshers, though, have the go-ahead run at the plate with 1 out. And a sack bunt by Justin Crawford did not work. And then Brian Rincon struck out to end the inning. It's now the top of the fourth inning. And it's the heart of the order for Tampa coming up as the top 3 is a combined 0-6. Escanillo grounded out to short his last time up and now leads off the fourth inning. So nobody out, and the top of the fourth is kicked off by Aldegary. First pitch popped up into shallow right field. Fergus sprinting towards it, calling off everybody underneath the baseball right next to Bergoglio in shallow right for the first out of the fourth inning. So one pitch, one out starts off the fourth, and that'll bring up Matt Pita, who started the scoring with a solo shot in the second inning. His second home run of the year. Pita, a guy with just a lot of minor league experience. He has been in the Yankees system since he was drafted by New York in the 12th round of the 2018 draft. First pitch, high chopper foul down third base line, count 0-1. This is his 641st at bat in the minor leagues. He has 18 home runs and 80 RBIs over his now 5-year minor league career, still yet to make his MLB debut, even with just the absolute carousel of outfielders that the Major League Yankees have gone through this year. 0-1 to Pita, curveball swung on and missed, and now the count 0-2. 2-0 the lead, a big part due to Pita, who has now 2 home runs and 5 RBIs with his second and fifth, a solo homer in the second inning. Purpose pitch, missing outside on the fastball, is all to give, and the count 1-2. So this is the first time that Pita has been below AA since 2019. Started off 2021 with the Somerset Patriots. Breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike 3. And Aldegary continues his strikeout per inning policy. The first time a batter's been sent down looking, he gets a little revenge for the solo shot back in the second. Fourth strikeout on the day for Aldegary, second out here in the top of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Jesus Rodriguez, who has caught fire as of late. A couple of hits and 3 runs scored last night, including a 2-run home run for the Tarpons that helped them on the way to an 11-6 win. Breaking ball, way out in front was Rodriguez, and the count 0-1. He started all 3 games at third base, made a couple of really nice plays over at the hot corner on some leaping liners. 0-1 in there for... I thought that was going to be a strike. Back-to-back changeups by Aldegary. This one misses just a touch low, and the count's 1-1. Sam's working quickly. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. A fastball, a dart on the outside corner. And now it's 1-2. Seven straight retired by Aldegary after the walk to Christopher Familia following Rodriguez's home run back in the second inning. And Aldegary looking to make it 8 straight with an out here. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. A diving breaking ball, and Rodriguez cannot handle it. Back-to-back punch-outs for Aldegary, and back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Still 2-0 Tampa in the fourth, but the Threshers have started to rally. We'll see if they can get a run across in the bottom half.
Brandon, now you told me just a couple minutes ago that you go to a lot of Threshers games, so you know the way this works. I'm going to ask you a question. You have the names, main items as you can in 15 seconds. Then one of our players in the dugout is going to do the exact same thing. If you guess more than they do, you win. Ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Your question tonight is you have to name as many species of sharks as you can in 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
White shark, black shark, tomato, black shark. Great
white, sand
tiger,
hammerhead,
nurse shark, lemon shark, whale shark,
dilky, the dusky bull shark. Oh, you got 12. 12, you tied the record right now. 12. Let's see how one of our
commercial
players did tonight.
Great white, great white, mango, lemon. Black shark, white shark, sand shark,
red shark, bull shark. Oh, winner, please, there, Brenda, you made $10 off to our sponsor, Proponent Stuck Out, located right up the street, Golf Tech. Thank you for coming once again, Brenda. We off the bottom of the fourth for the Threshers, for the number 9, Otto Kemp.
Part of the Threshers' order coming up in the fourth, an inning after they stranded the tying run. They had the tying run on first base with one out in the fourth and did not come up with a run. It is 2-0 in favor of the Tarpons here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Otto Kemp leading things off, hitting one over the head of the shortstop and into left field. The leadoff man on for the first time this game for either side. One pitch and one hit for Otto Kemp and the Threshers. Third hit of the ball game for Clearwater. And the Threshers have recorded a hit in each of the last 3 innings. Otto Kemp has increased his hit streak to 5 straight games. He is hitting .500 during that time. 7-for-14 with 6 runs scored. First pitch to Jordan Disson, a curveball that catches the outside part of the plate for called strike 1. Disson got the Threshers' first hit of the game, a double back in the second inning. Another double would potentially score Kemp, who has sneaky good speed. He stole 3 bags in Fort Myers and is 9-for-12 on the season. Here's another chance at a base stolen, and the throw not in time. The pitch in for ball one to Disson, and Otto Kemp has struck double digits in stolen bases. So the just absolutely remarkable stolen base gap between the Threshers and the rest of the Florida State League continues to widen with Otto Kemp's first swipe of the day. 10th of the season, he has been caught three times. And the Threshers lead the league with now 150 stolen bases after the two thus far tonight. 2-1, the count to Jordan Disson. And there's one other team that has a stolen base number in the 90s, and that's Fort Myers. They're at 92. So the Threshers, almost 60 stolen bases more than the next closest team. And it is one of the big reasons that they have become the first team in the minors to clinch a playoff spot. 2-2 now to Disson, the fastball missing outside. And Kemp at second base with Disson representing the tying run. He hit the only one homer of his career against the Lakeland Flying Tigers here at home. And another one would tie the game. 2-2 now as Kemp takes a short lead trying to distract Selvidge. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, called a strike three on the outside corner. Disson down looking, and now the tying run is William Verboia. Now, here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Threshers trail 2-0. Verboia bounced out to first in his last time up, so that makes him 6-10 in his first home series of the season. 2-12 against the Mighty Muscles last week, but already making a massive impact for the Threshers, including a four-hit game yesterday. Breaking ball missing inside to Verboia, and the count is 1-0. And Verboia did something that not a lot of Threshers have done this season yesterday, going 4-5, tying the mark for most hits in a game by a Threshers batter. 1-0 to Verboia, hit on a line out to right field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. Kemp is going to be held up at third by Marty Malloy, and looks like that was a good move as Matt Pita sends a nice throw into the cutoff man at first in Ronnie Rojas. Verboia, in his third game here at BayCare Ballpark, has his seventh home hit of the season. And now the tying run is Ricardo, or the go-ahead run is Ricardo Rosario with the tying run on first base. Verboia, as I mentioned, one of four players to record four hits in a game. The last one to do it before him was Justin Crawford in the last game of May when he went 4-4 against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Now that will bring up Ricardo Rosario. A double play would still end the inning, so the corners are pinched, but the middle infield a double play depth for the Tarpons. Two on and one out for Rosario, who struck out back in the second inning. Now the first pitch fouled away back into the netting, count 0-1. Rosario struck out on three pitches to end that second inning. Verboia not likely to steal, but certainly possible. He's 0-2 in his attempts to steal bases so far this year. And there was a double steal attempted by the Threshers, but the Tarpons didn't bite and allowed Crawford to steal a base back in the third. Throw back over to first base. Rojas not even on the bag, so Verboia in there safely. 0-1 the count to Ricardo Rosario. And the score 2-0 Tarpons, but the Threshers doubled up in terms of hits on Tampa, 4-2 in that category. Bottom of the fourth inning, one out, and the Threshers have the Tarpons cornered with Kemp on third and Verboia on first base. Selvidge kicks and deals inside, and that knocks off the foot of Rosario, but the runners are held up. Kemp comes home to score, but he will go back to third base. Verboia moved to second on the pitch coming off the plate, but Rosario instantly hopping around after the pitch came in, and it was ruled pretty quickly that he was hit by the pitch on the foot. So instead of a run coming home on a riled pitch, the bases are loaded for Cole Moore. Rosario, who was plunked, is on first. Verboia on second. Otto Kemp returns to third base. And now Cole Moore, who has a single already today, has the go-ahead run on first. The Threshers with two grand slams here at BayCare Ballpark this year. Swing and a miss by Moore makes it 0-1. One of those grand slams came just a couple of days ago in this inning. The fourth inning on Tuesday's game. Felix Reyes hit his first homer of the year, a grand slam over the Frenchie's Tiki Hut. Swing and a miss. The ball gets behind the catcher, but Kemp stays at third base after Moore gives him the stop sign. 0-2 the count to Moore. That's the same count where he knocked his single in the third for the Threshers' second hit of the ball game. So, 0-2 count to Moore. One on and the bases full of Threshers. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons here in the bottom fourth inning. Selvidge against the lefty Moore. Winds and deals. Bouncing into the glove of Ramirez, a great block that likely saved a run with Kemp ready to go had that ball escaped the glove of Omar Martinez. 1-2 the count now to Moore. And there's one out with the bases still loaded. The lefty Moore against the lefty Selvidge. Selvidge set. 5 on the pitch clock. The wind, the kick, and the 1-2 pitch. Bouncing into the glove of Martinez. And Selvidge having trouble closing out Moore here. 2-2 is the count. Nowhere to put Cole Moore with Rosario on first. Bergoglio on second. And Kemp on third. One out here in the fourth inning. Threshers trailing by 2. But they've been knocking on the door in each of these last couple of innings with runners in scoring positions in the third and now the fourth. 2-2, bouncing into the glove of Martinez again, and it's 3-2. Moore working a full count after starting off 0-2. Now the next ball scores a run. A single could tie the game. A double definitely would. 3-2 pitch. Outside ball 4, and there's the first run of the game for the Threshers. An 0-2 count to Moore, and he worked 4 straight balls for a walk, and his 7th RBI of the season. 4 of them have come against the Tarpons. So Moore on first base as the bases stay loaded. Kemp scores to cut the lead down to 2-1, and now the pitching coach Gerardo Casadiego will join Omar Martinez to have a meeting with Brock Selvidge. The bullpen, however, is clear for the Tampa Tarpons. So, the Threshers still have the bases loaded. Moore on first, Rosario on second, and Bergoglio, the tying run, on third base. The last 3 batters have reached with a single to Bergoglio, a hit by pitch on Rosario, and a RBI walk to Cole Moore, 7th ribby of the season for the Dallas Baptist product. Kenny Garcia coming out to break up the mound meeting as it's 2-1 Threshers with Cade Fergus coming to the plate. Fergus, the author of the first of the Threshers' 2 grand slams this season, beginning the Dunedin series with a grand slam to dead center field. And he's got a chance to do it again. A single likely gives the Threshers the lead with great speed on second, the form of Rosario. Bergoglio on third, Moore on first. Fergus takes this the other way into right, but it lands in the stands for a foul ball. 0-1 to Fergus, who struck out swinging back in the third inning. 6 homers, 24 RBIs, and an average of .244. For the Threshers outfielder, played mainly center field in college, has played a lot more right here this season. Hit on the ground, past the third baseman, into left for a base hit. Bergoglio walks home, and Rosario rounds third to give the Threshers the lead. Now coming around third is Cole Moore, as Fergus is on second with a double. No throw home, and the Threshers take the lead. Cade Fergus clears the bases with a double down the left field line, and just like that, the Threshers are in front. 4-2 Clearwater with 3 ribbies on a 2-bagger from Cade Fergus. With that, not only do the Threshers have the lead, but Fergus has the lead in RBIs for Clearwater. 27 on the season, passing Rincon and Crawford at 26 as Fergus is looked back to second by Brock Selvidge. So Marion Boyd now up at the plate with one out as the fastball misses outside, and that makes it a 1-0 count. a bases-clearing double for Cade Fergus to give the Threshers the lead. 1-0 to Boyd, still one out, and a man on second base. Four straight have reached for the Threshers. The 1-0 to Boyd, swing and a miss, breaking ball, and a count even at 1-1. Fergus does have speed at second, but he's not an aggressive base runner. Three steals and four attempts for the Threshers right fielder, who just with his ninth double gave the Threshers a 4-2 lead. Fergus is chased back to second as Selvidge quickly steps off the mound. Swing and a miss, and the count is 1-2. Fergus, a short lead off second. Threshers, four runs in the fourth to take a 4-2 lead. Selvidge looks in. Now he looks back at second base. Four on the pitch clock. Fergus dancing. The 1-2 cut on and fouled by Boyd, bouncing a foul-tipped fastball out of the glove of Omar Martinez. Yeah. 1-2. Four runs home as the Threshers now have four runs on five hits. Just two for the Tarpons as Boyd taking a quick timeout. 1-2 the count to Omarion, who's 0-for-1 with a walk already today. One gone here in the fourth with the Threshers in control for the first time today. Now the 1-2. Fergus is off for third. Got a fantastic jump. And even if that breaking ball didn't just bounce off of home plate, Omar Martinez wouldn't have had a shot at Fergus anyway. Counts now even at 2-2 to Boyd. And Fergus is on third with his fourth stolen base of the season. Now the infield draws in for the Tarpons, as anything in the outfield likely to score Fergus. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Boyd grounds this foul down the third base line, will stay at 2-2. Infield still in for Tampa with the second baseman Escanillo on the infield grass. 2-2 to Boyd again, swing and a miss and a fastball, and that is strike number three. Five Ks for Brock Selvidge. The infield will return to normal depth for Justin Crawford. If he's looking at the RBI numbers, he's going to have extra motivation to get a hit here. Fergus with 27 ribbies on the season, one ahead of Rincon, who's on deck, and Crawford, who's in the batter's box for the team lead. First pitch to Justin Crawford, hit the other way, down the third baseline, backhanded by Rodriguez, a throw from foul territory, will not make it in time. On the first pitch he sees, Justin Crawford bounces an infield hit down the third baseline, Fergus scores, and the Threshers take a 5-2 lead. RBI number 27 for Justin Crawford, and he has tied Fergus on the team leaderboard. Maybe Rincon can make it a three-way tie here. He's up at the plate with 26 RBIs, one of the fastest runners in minor league baseball on first, and two outs with the Threshers scoring five already this inning. Crawford, with a stolen base already today, is checked back to first by Selvidge. He is in sole possession of second base with his 26th stolen base coming back in the third inning. Rincon, the ninth Thresher to come up this inning, as Crawford takes off for second. First pitch misses outside the throw, not in time, and Crawford 2-for-2 with two stolen bases today. Hit streak is up to 8, and his stolen base numbers up to 27. 2-for-2 on the day for Crawford. And the Threshers now have another run in scoring position. Crawford now 3-for-3 in stolen bases against the Tarpons this week. Swing and a miss by Rincon. The count even at 1-1. Five to the lead for the Threshers. They have scored all five this inning and have six hits to the Tarpons' two. 1-1 out of Rincon. Selvidge kicks and deals. breaking ball, flutters in on the outside corner for a called strike two to Brian Rincon. Rincon on a five-game hit streak, six games straight, he has reached base, 0 for 2 though tonight with a strikeout his last time up. Trying to avoid a similar fate, 1-2, fastball, narrowly missing low, and the count's 2 and 2, really, really close from Brock Selvidge, who has now thrown 75 pitches with 47 four strikes. Now it's 2-2 to Rincon. Crawford taking a short lead off second, being held on by Escanillo. 2-2, swing and a miss by Rincon, and that is strike three. The fourth inning has ended, but the Clearwater Threshers have taken the lead. Five runs in the fourth inning on four hits, and they leave one on base. 5-2 the lead for Clearwater. We head into the fifth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Brocklish family, Sunbelt Stanley, and Wellington Bar Club, who are having their group outings at the ballpark tonight. The Threshers, thank you for attending and looking at a wonderful time here at the Daycare Ballpark. Spend the day with Dad at the Threshers baseball game this Sunday for Father's Day. In honor of Father's Day, all Dad's receiving complimentary tickets to the game. Be one of the first 1,000 ticket guests to receive a Threshers baseball cap presented by
1-0 count to Christopher Familia. Sam Aldegary pitching with the lead for the first time. The 1-0 popped up into right field. Carrying deep, Fergus on the warning track, back against the wall, and the ball bounces off the top of the right field wall. Familia rounding second. He'll head to third as it's finally William Bergoglio who picks it up. Crawford there on the backup as well, but it's a leadoff triple to start the fifth for the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. That ball looked like it was hit directly into the air, and it just kept on carrying and carrying out to right field, and Familia has now reached twice with hits in each of the first three games of this series. At least once in all three games, he has now gone for extra bases. A leadoff triple to bring up Omar Martinez. The Threshers, though, lead by three. It's a 5-2 game, and that's just the third hit of the game for the Tarpons, but quite a lineup of hits. Two solo home runs and a triple make up the three hits for Tampa in their three-run deficit here in the top of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Omar Martinez, who is doing the catching tonight, and up with one out and a man on third. The Threshers don't bring in their infield with Familia on third base. And the lefty Martinez set against the lefty Aldegary. First pitch, Martinez holds up his swing. Doesn't matter, as it's a called strike one anyway. Slider making it over the heart of the plate. 0-1 the count to Martinez. Five homers, 20 ribbies on the year. Breaking ball, bouncing in the dirt. Disson blocks it, and Familia will stay on third base. 1-1 the count, the leadoff man on third after the triple to Christopher Familia. 1-1 count to Martinez. Threshers lead is 3. They're up 5-2 here on the Tar Pits. Fastball inside. Now the count 2-1 to Omar Martinez. Aldegari is now top 60 pitches with over 2/3 of his throws in there for strikes. 61 pitches, 40 for strikes. This one bounced to second. That's going to score a run. Borgoya fields it cleanly and sends it to first for the out, but an out traded for a hit as Martinez has driven his 21st run of the season, getting Familia home from third to cut the Threshers' lead down to 5-3. Routine ground out, and really nothing Borgoya could do on that play. So Martinez did his job. Him and Familia get high fives from the Tarpons' dugout as this one is drilled down the left field line by Ronnie Rojas, but well fouled. Bit out in front of the fastball from Aldegari, and that ball was absolutely scorched. 0-1, bouncing in the glove of Disson, the count evens at 1-1. Rojas making his series debut, grounded out to Rincon at short to end the second inning in his last time up. Played a couple of games against the Threshers when they visited Steinbrenner Field. 1-1, breaking ball inside. Disson loses it, but it's 2-1 as the ball landed in the dirt, so a new set of baseballs will be delivered to Kenny Garcia. 2-1 the count to Rojas. Threshers lead is 5-3. Rojas, playing his fourth game against the Threshers this year, awaits the 2-1. Breaking ball, narrowly missing upstairs to make it 3-1. In the three games at Steinbrenner Field, Rojas went 2-for-9, both singles, and that's it. No runs, no ribbies, no walks, no strikeouts, just 2-for-9. This one is hit high in the air out to right center field. Crawford underneath it, and he camps, steps backward, but makes the catch for the second out of the fifth inning. One run already home for Tampa, and it's 5-3 with two outs in the fifth as Jared Serna, who's 0-for-2, comes up to the plate. 12 homers and 37 RBIs on the year for Serna, who's played in just about every game of this series against the Clearwater Threshers. He leads the league in home runs and is tied for second with R.J. Yeager of Palm Beach with 37 RBIs. 0-1 as he fouls the fastball away from Aldegari. Aldegari would be in line for the win if he gets this final out, and likely not coming back for the sixth with a right-hander warming up in the Threshers' pen. Fouled away by Serna, count 0-2, on a second consecutive fastball from Aldegari. It looks like the newest Clearwater Thresher, Connor Ash, is warming up in the bullpen. He had 31 appearances for Clearwater last year with an ERA of about 3.50. Serna tips this one in and out of the glove of Disson, and the count will stay at 0-2. Serna led off the game with a ground out to Kemp at third base, struck out on 8 pitches back in the third inning. Now the 0-2. Popped up, foul down the right field line. Fergus sprinting towards it on the line, and that one bounces off the top of the net and back into foul territory. So it's still an 0-2 count to Serna after Fergus made an impressive effort to chase down a high arcing foul fly. 0-2 the count. Threshers lead is 5-3 with a run already home in this top of the fifth inning. Timeout called, I believe, by Kenny Garcia, who took off his mask, and now he has it back over his face. The pitch clock resumes, and it's an 0-2 count. Aldegari, the kick and the pitch, fouled away again by Serna, and will stay at 0-2. Three straight pitches fouled away by Serna, who has fouled off all five in this at-bat. Hitting 317, just under Crawford for third place in the batting average standings. A cut on and missed breaking ball. Aldegari goes inside and low, and Serna goes fishing. He ends the halfway point of this ball game with his sixth strikeout and is in line for his second victory of the season. Threshers lead 5-3 despite a run on a hit from the Tampa Tarpons. Nobody left. A 2-run lead for Clearwater as we head into the home half of the fifth inning.
This is the best deal in history. every home series played in the ballpark for $1. Buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1. Visit thrushersbaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this game.
There's a weekend in July when baseball is in the village in upstate New York. Baseball will be open in the 2 weekend in Robertstown is an unfair and experience for your family friendly activities and baseball tournaments. Meet your plans today or July 21st to 28th. No adoption of great requirements. Scott Goldman is in the class of 2023. Visit baseball today for the entire season. See you in Robertstown.
For the second consecutive inning, Otto Kemp leads things off for the Threshers. He got things started very quickly in the fourth with a single on the first pitch he saw from Brock Selvidge. Kemp has offered at the two pitches that he's seen and is 1-for-2 on the day. 5-3 the lead for Clearwater, and this time Kemp will not offer as a fastball spiked in the dirt by Selvidge to start off the bottom fifth and a 1-0 count. Threshers lead by two, scoring all five of their runs in the bottom of the fourth inning, and all nine players coming up to the plate for Clearwater. And that one hit off of the left hamstring of Kenny Garcia, so he's going to take a little extra time to walk off that foul ball and personally walk a new baseball to Brock Selvidge. Selvidge has now thrown 80 pitches on the game with 49 for strikes. And there doesn't seem to be sign of much action in the Tarpons' bullpen. Clearwater has Connor Ash still continuing his warm-up, likely to come in for Aldegary in the sixth. Kemp bounces one off of his leg this time, going off of the inner thigh on his right leg, and the count now 1-2, as Otto Kemp is just finding different body parts to bounce baseballs off of. One ball and two strikes to Kemp, a 5-3 lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the third inning, and Kemp is the leadoff man. Selvidge, set from the face, glove under the brim of his hat like Andy Pettit. 1-2, drilled deep down the left field line, but hooking foul as Otto Kemp scorched a fastball that he was a little bit out in front of. Still 1-2 now to Kemp, playing third base tonight for the Threshers after a night off last evening. 7 for his last 14, Otto Kemp hitting 500 over the last week as a breaking ball bounces into the chest of Omar Martinez. 2 balls and 2 strikes, and Selvidge has had some difficulty pitching with 2 strikes today. Despite 6 strikeouts, a lot of times he has not been able to finish off the Threshers and let them work back into counts. 2-2. An example of it again. Curveball missing outside, and it's now 3-2. Kemp, one of the league leaders in walks this season with 34, 8th in the Florida State League in free passes. Payoff pitch. Kemp bounces this to third base. Backhand and a sliding stop by Rodriguez. A skip throw over to first, and he is out. Jesus Rodriguez with another fantastic play over at third base. He is robbed at least 3 hits from the Threshers, and that's just off the top of my head over the course of this series. And another great play at third to nab Otto Kemp to start off the fifth inning. Jordan Disson now coming to the plate, who is 1-for-2 on the day with a double back in the second. This one hit the other way down the right field line, but just drifting foul, bouncing off the tarp in right for strike one. O-1 now to Disson, one gone here in the fifth. Selvidge deals, fastball, not finding the plate, narrowly missing outside, and it's 1-1. But something impressive to note, 94 miles an hour on pitch number 86, the fastest Selvidge
has thrown today. 1-1 to Disson, again hit high and far and foul down the right field line. Count 1 and 2 to the Threshers catcher, hitting 300 today. And, or 300 on the season, excuse me, with a homer and 17 RBIs. Done a fantastic job since taking over the Threshers' everyday catching position. Now he swings and misses and gets his second strikeout of the game. So Disson now 1-for-3, and there's two gone here in the fifth.
Second baseman, William Bergoglio.
That'll bring up William Bergoglio, who had his seventh hit of the series in his last at-bat. A single and a tying run scored in the fourth. Breaking ball, catching the outside corner for a called strike one. It's an 0-1 count to Bergoglio, who is 1-for-2 now on the day. Grounded to first in the second and singled in the fourth. Two outs here in the fifth. The pitch to Bergoglio out in front of a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. 18 years old is Bergoglio, average at .391 with four RBIs in just his sixth game of his first full season. Played in the Dominican Summer League last year. Now the 0-2 pitch, inside corner, called strike three, and Selvidge punches out back-to-back Threshers to end the fifth inning. So Clearwater goes down in order 1-2-3 for the first time since the first inning of the ballgame. And the fifth inning stays without a run for Clearwater. Threshers lead 5-3 as we head into the sixth, but first, we'll take a quick stop for a scoreboard update from Lance Williams. Lance?
Yeah, it's been a good day for the system overall. First off, the field is all the best against the Arizona system. 5-4 for that. Jersey Shore, good pause. Jersey, 4-1 for the team. Still scoreless in the bottom of the fourth. But all the rookie ball teams won. DSL Phillies red won 15-18. The DSL Phillies white 7-6. The DSL Tigers 2-6. And the four complex of the Phillies won the game in extra.
Thank you, Lance. We'll see you again in the seventh inning for a Major League scoreboard update. But right now, we're seeing a new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers. It's not Connor Ash. It's Gene Cabrera, who will come out and make his first relief appearance in over a month. He had been a starter for much of the last couple of series, but Cabrera will make his third relief appearance of the season, or his fourth relief appearance of the season. His last one came on May the 4th here against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Three shutout innings, a run, a walk, and six strikeouts. His last appearance here at home was a start, allowing five hits without a run in six innings, two walks and four strikeouts. Did not allow an earned run in three innings of work against the Tarpons back on Friday, April the 21st. So Cabrera in for the 10th time this season, a 5.08 ERA, 2-3 record, and currently not eligible for a decision as Sam Aldagiri is in line to take the win, going five innings, allowing three runs on three hits, one walk, and six strikeouts. First pitch from Cabrera is cut on a miss by Anthony Hall, who leads off the top of the sixth inning for the Tarpons, trailing 5-3 against your Clearwater Threshers. Hall awaits the 0-1, breaking ball misses low, count evens at 1-1. Two flyouts for Hall, one in foul, one in fair territory, including a flyout to Crawford in center field, his last time up in the third. Cabrera, 1-1, high strike, and a swing and a miss by Hall to make the count 1-2. Fastball at 94 from Cabrera. We've seen it go as high as 96 this season. Gene, 33 2/3 innings pitched, just 7 walks and 36 strikeouts, and now his 10th appearance of the season. Started 12 of 12 games for the Threshers last year. Fastball missing upstairs, and now the count even at 2-2. Now Cabrera quickly moving into the 2-2. Breaking ball low, and it's a full count to Anthony Hall. For Cabrera, a three-pitch mix for the Matakai native, 21 years old, throwing a four-seamer, slider, and a change. 5.08 ERA, six starts, now his fourth relief appearance of the season. Both times he's pitched against Tampa, he's come out of the bullpen. Three balls and two strikes to Hall, the leadoff man in the sixth. Fastball hit on a line foul down the left field side, and we will do it again at a full count. The Seagulls have now graced the field, flying around Crawford primarily in the left center field area. Don't seem to be interfering with him at all. 3-2 the pitch, fouled off the glove of Disson and also the knee of Anthony Hall as he comes up holding that left knee. So Jordan Disson's going to hand deliver a ball to Gene Cabrera. Already seven pitches in the at-bat with two straight balls fouled away by Anthony Hall. He was really struggling the last time that he saw the Clearwater Threshers. Did not record a hit until his walk-off home run ended the fifth game of that six-game set. Now the payoff pitch, breaking ball on the outside part of the plate, but low, and it's a leadoff walk to Anthony Hall. So Hall will head to first base, whose average has climbed up from an even zero to 273 in the month and a half since the Threshers visited the Tarpons at Steinbrenner Field. It's 5-3, Threshers in the lead, and Augustin Ramirez represents the tying run with a man on and nobody out in the top of the sixth. First pitch to Ramirez, looks like he went around, and Kenny Garcia says that he did. Breaking ball by Cabrera, fooling the Tarpons designated hitter, and the count is 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball absolutely scorched by Ramirez, high outside corner. A nice pitch from Cabrera, and the count's now 0-2. Shuffling down the first base line is Ramirez, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight fastballs from Gene Cabrera, and that is strikeout number one on the day, and number seven for Threshers pitching. Three pitch Sia to Ramirez, one out, and Brenny Escanillo will come up to the plate. And in the just aftermath of the Threshers clinching the first half playoff spot last Saturday against Fort Myers, as the first pitch to Escanillo's cut on and missed for strike number one. Cabrera was one of the guys that really impressed me the most in how you respond to a win like that. Obviously, the team is over the moon. They've worked so hard to get to this point, and it has clearly paid off. Escanillo lifts it into right field, and that's a base hit. Fergus scoops it up as rounding second and heading to third is Anthony Hall. He'll get in there standing up as the Tarpons now have the tying run on first on a one-out single from Escanillo. But getting back to Cabrera as Matt Pita comes up to the plate, 1-for-2 on the day with a solo home run back in the second. He represents the go-ahead run. But Cabrera, pretty much as soon as I saw him after the game, all he was thinking about was that this is just the beginning. It's something that he would repeat a lot, pointing to his ring finger and just saying how dedicated that he is, this team is, to try and chase that championship ring in the playoffs come September. And you can tell that just continuing to win is the one thing on the mind of all these Threshers players. 1-1 the count now to Pita as the breaking ball strokes the outside corner on a slider from Cabrera. So the Tarpons have runners on the corners. Brenny Escanillo on first, Anthony Hall on third, one gone here in the top of the sixth. The 1-1 hit on a line, bouncing the glove of Kemp around the horn, first to second, on to first, double play! Otto Kemp goes around the horn and ends the inning, saving a run home in the process of the 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. Great defense on display from the Threshers once again as they hold the Tarpons scoreless after bringing the go-ahead run up to the plate in the top of the sixth inning. Score stays at 5-3, no runs a hit, and one man left. The Threshers up by two heading into the bottom six.
Six. Beast Ball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. If you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring.
Brock Selvidge has left the game for the final time, and Matt Keating will be the second pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons. First pitch is a called strike to Ricardo Rosario, who was hit by a pitch and scored the go-ahead run back in the fourth inning. 5-3 is the score. Threshers have led since the five-run fourth. Next pitch, a breaking ball missing upstairs from Keating, count 1-1. Selvidge gets the loss, if the score holds, so he's in line for the loss, and I clearly can't speak proper English. 1-1 the count to Rosario. I'll give you Selvidge's line after the pitch. Fouled away by Rosario, bouncing it off the walls of the suites, and the count 1-2. Selvidge, 6 hits, 5 runs allowed in 5 innings, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts, is in line for what would be his fourth loss of the season. Now a 1-2 to Rosario, who's DHing for the first time this season, and the breaking ball gets away from Martinez to even the count at 2-2 to Ricardo Rosario. Rosario's reached base in all 3 of the games this series, and he is getting on a bit of a hot streak at the plate as well. Rosario, who started his season in Tampa, takes the 2-2 and pops it up foul behind home plate to keep it at a 2-2 count. Rosario came off his third multi-hit game of the season last night, is on a 5-game hit streak where, including today, he is now 6 for his last 20 with 2 RBIs and 6 runs scored. Off the end of the bat goes foul ball number 2 from Rosario. The count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes to the leadoff batter here in the 6th inning. Rosario 0-1 on the day. Threshers 5-3 leading the Tampa Tarpons. Keating set from the first base side of the rubber. He deals the 2-2. Fastball missing outside, filling up the count to Ricardo Rosario. Matt Keating, drafted in the 9th round out of the University of South Carolina, out of Omaha, Nebraska originally. In his second pro season, 18 relief appearances, a 4-4 record with a 3.16 ERA. Rosario swings and misses at a breaking ball, and the slider gets Ricardo for his second strikeout of the day. 9 for Tarpons pitching. That'll bring up Cole Moore, who has now a 3-game hit streak going. A triple yesterday, a single, a walk, and a run, as well as an RBI in his 2 plate appearances today. So he's 1-1 and has reached base in each of his last 3 appearances, dating back to his 9th inning triple in yesterday's game. Breaking ball missing inside, and it's a 1-0 count to Cole Moore, who has had a bit of an up-and-down year for the Threshers. A lot of time on the injury list for Moore. And yesterday was also his 24th birthday. So a big happy birthday to Cole Moore, because, well, I think I forgot about it yesterday. Sorry, Cole. 2-0 the count to Moore as the fastball misses inside. But some time on the injured list after one of his best games of the season, actually against the Tampa Tarpons, including a go-ahead 2-run home run in the 9th inning of that game The April the 21st is only two ribby game of the season with a two-run shot. That's his only homer of the year, and he has two ribbies in this series. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and the count 3-1 to Cole Moore, left-hander out of Dallas Baptist University. And just a lot of competition at first base, so he's not getting too much playing time. Definitely getting mixed in with Chad Castillo and Felix Reyes, and now he will get onto the base pass with his second consecutive walk. So Moore still 1-for-1, but back-to-back walks for Moore puts him on first for the third time. He scored the last time he reached on a walk back in the fourth inning, and now is the first base runner of the six for the Threshers. So Moore on first with one out in the bottom six. 5-3 the lead for Clearwater with Cade Fergus coming up to the plate after a double down the left field line. Clear the bases. This time a nice bunt, but it just rolls foul to make the count 0-1 for the Threshers right fielder. Fergus a 3-RBI double, and he has had a couple of big multi-RBI hits here at BayCare Ballpark this year. I mentioned the grand slam that was a couple series ago when the Threshers were hosting the Bradenton Marauders. 1-4-2 is Fergus with that double, his second hit and second extra base hit of the season. And that was just rocketed into the Tarpons' dugout. I don't think it hit anyone, but the Tarpons, who were all standing on the front railing of their dugout, all had to duck to avoid getting their heads taken off by that fouled line drive. So it's an 0-2 count to Fergus now, man on first base with one out here in the sixth. Threshers lead is two runs. Moore's off to second, swing and a miss by Fergus, and Moore is out at second base. His first stolen base attempt of the season ends up in a strike him out, throw him out, double play. And it is Martinez to Cerna on the strikeout that end the inning with a strike him out, throw him out, double play. So the Threshers come up empty in the sixth, and the score remains at 5-3 heading into the seventh.
T-shirt launch. You want a t-shirt? Gotta give us a little bit of noise out there. Make some noise for Finley's birthday! Come on now, come on! What you got, home plate? Come on, come around with home plate. Come on, what you got? You can show your parents how it's done. We got two more left. Come on, who wants them over here? You have to check your t-shirt for a coupon. You are sponsored with Eastside Hospitality Group. Clean off the top of the seventh floor, dropping the seventh base when they social weekend.
Top of the seventh here in Clearwater, Gene Cabrera stays on the mound, and Jesus Rodriguez steps up to the plate. 5-3 the lead for the Threshers as Rodriguez sends a live drive into the netting to make it 0-1. Rodriguez hit a solo home run in the second and made a fantastic play, robbing Otto Kemp of a hit back in the fifth. 0-1 popped up foul down the right field line and out of play. Is 0-2. So Rodriguez has really done it all for the Tarpons this series with some great defensive plays and a couple of RBIs starting at third each of the three games. Now here's the 0-2. Breaking ball missing low. And it's a 1-2 count to Rodriguez. A new ball will come to Gene Cabrera as Disson tosses the other one into the Threshers' dugout. 1-2 the count. Nobody out here in the seventh inning, as the Threshers lead by two. Cabrera, the wind, the kick, and the 1-2 pitch. Bouncing in front of home plate. Well blocked by Disson, but he'll let it roll away. A 2-2 count, as no one is on base right now for the Tulpits. 5-3 for the Threshers. 6-4 also in favor of the Threshers. And a clean game fielding-wise, without an error just yet. 2-2 the count. Nobody on in the seventh inning, as Rodriguez is the leadoff batter. Kenny Garcia currently standing in front of home plate, just to allow Disson a little extra time to shake off that ball to the chest that he just took. So 2-2 now to Rodriguez. 3 homers, 19 ribbies on the year. Cabrera deals. Rodriguez lines this back up the middle. It goes to center on a couple of hops for a leadoff base hit. Third consecutive inning that the Tarpons have put a base runner on after not having a leadoff runner in the first four. Leadoff triple in the fifth started that streak from the man coming up to the plate right now in Chris Familia, as a couple of kids playing on the berm appear to have lost a baseball. So Justin Crawford will toss it back up into the berm and get play resumed here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers' lead is 5-3. Tying run at the plate in the form of Chris Familia, who is behind everyone except for the home run leader in Jared Cerna on the Tarpons with 6 long balls this season. First pitch to Familia, drilled on a line down to right field, and that is going to hit off the wall into the glove of Fergus. It'll just be a single for Familia. No, he's going to try for second, and he's not going to get there. Brian Rincon there on the cutoff as it goes 7-4-6. Familia trying to extend a rocket of a base hit into a double, but a great throw by Fergus to start the relay and get the first out of the inning. 9-4-6 on the relay, but the leadoff man in Rodriguez advances to third on the single by Familia. So one out now in the seventh. The tying run remains at the plate as Omar Martinez comes up with one out and now faces a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from Cabrera. Fastball inside but catching the corner to put the count even at 1-1. It is Rodriguez on third. 5 hits now after the single from Familia. 1-1. Breaking ball outside. Count 2-1. And Cabrera is a guy who can really go as long as you want him to. He has topped 4 innings multiple times and has hit 6 innings, tying Alex McFarland for the most innings by a Threshers pitcher this season. This one bounced to first base by Martinez. For the second time, he's driven in a run on a ground out. Moore takes it to the bag himself. Martinez has 2 RBIs this game, both on ground outs, and now the bases are clear, but the Tarpons are within 1 with 2 outs. 5-4, the score here at BayCare Ballpark, and that'll bring up Ronnie Rojas, who has grounded out and flied out so far today. First pitch now to Rojas. Cabrera deals. Fastball caught and missed, and it's a 0-1 count. Fly out to center field in the fifth by Rojas was his last at-bat. He also ended the second, with a ground out to short. Next pitch in there for a called strike 2 to Rojas, and Cabrera quickly out ahead of the Tarpons first baseman, so Rojas will take a quick timeout. Cabrera, a guy known to move very quickly, and uses the pitch clock as a weapon, not giving the batter too much time to prepare. 2 seconds in, he deals the 0-2. Did Rojas go? Appeal over to first? Yes, he did. Strike 3 from William Pashskal, and Cabrera has his second strikeout of the day to end the top of the seventh inning. The 1-1 comes across on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left. 5-4 the score. Let's stretch it out here in Clearwater. Thank you.
And of course, a happy birthday to our very own veteran, Chuck Finley.
So Finley celebrating his birthday on the dugout where he truly belongs. So a big happy birthday to Finley, ringing in the seventh inning stretch with some of the favorite mascots in Tampa Bay. 1-0 count to Omarion Boyd from maybe my favorite name in minor league baseball right now, simply because of the affiliate he's on. Manny Ramirez is taking the mound for a Yankees affiliate. I just think that's hilarious. 1-1 the count to Boyd now, who fouls off a fastball into right field. A scoreless inning for Matt Keating, a walk and two strikeouts. He will not get a decision. So now Ramirez sets at the belt, and he kicks and deals. And that hits Boyd on the knee, and he is hopping out of the right-handed batter's box. Going to take a big walk around the home plate circle, going towards the Threshers dugout, where he'll be met by the head athletic trainer in Sam Myers. Omarion Boyd leading off the seventh, reaching base for the second time today. And he's going to slowly take off his guards and make sure that he can move on that left knee. He's going to limp over towards first, should be fine. And now he's going to start his high knees, and even jogging he looks quick. So Omarion Boyd shakes it off and heads to first after getting hit on the knee by Manny Ramirez. So Manny Ramirez, no relation to the name that you're probably thinking of when you're watching a baseball team and hearing it. Also Dominican. Ramirez, 1-0, 6.64 ERA, and now 18 relief appearances. Not save eligible, but he does have 2 in 3 attempts this season. So Omarion Boyd is checked back over at first by Ramirez, and really can't say I'm too surprised there. 34 stolen bases in 43 attempts for Omarion. That is among the lead in all of minor league baseball and the leader in the Florida State League. Check back to first again, and still no pitch home to Justin Crawford. And I don't think there's a major leaguer who has more stolen bases than Boyd does. I'm pretty sure the league lead is Ronald Acuna at 33. And just, there are so many different examples of how impressive Boyd's speed has been this season. First pitch to Crawford, some chin music, brushes him off the plate, and the count is 1-0. So Boyd inching towards second, and with him, it seems that a steal is just always imminent. Slowly increasing his lead, and he's off for second. Pitch upstairs to Crawford. Boyd slides in safely with stolen base number 35 on the season. 2-0 is the count, and I was right. It's actually Estuary Ruiz with 33 stolen bases, but if Omarion Boyd was in the majors right now, he'd be the league leader in steals. 35 swipes, 44 attempts for Boyd, who is currently on second base. 2-0 the count now to Crawford as a fastball missed way upstairs, and that's going to be enough to bring Omar Martinez out to the mound to have a conversation with Manny Ramirez, joined by Jared Cerner, who comes in from short to enjoy the mound meeting. We'll have a major league scoreboard
from Lance Williams at the end of this half inning. But some minor league news. In the Carolina League, the Mudcats, low-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, have a no-hitter going in Augusta. 6-0, the Mudcats lead over the Braves-affiliated Green Jackets. So a no-no in the Carolina League here in the top of the sixth with the Mudcats about to come to the plate. 2-0 to Crawford, fastball missing outside, and the count is 3-0. So Boyd remaining on second, slowly inching his lead towards third with Serna holding him on the Keystone set. 3-0 to Crawford, fastball just over the plate, and the count's 3-1. Crawford extended his hit streak in his last at-bat. He's got a hit in each of the two games he has played this week. And over his last 8 games, he has recorded 15 knocks since May the 30th. This time he'll reach on a walk. And Crawford has stolen a base each of the two times he's come up to the plate. Or he's reached base, excuse me. So, nobody out in the 7th, and the two best base runners in the Florida State League racing first and second base. No real particular order, although I would love to see a race between Boyd and Crawford. I think that would be a lot of fun. Right now, Crawford is joining Michael Jones and Amarion Boyd on first base. Boyd on second, Crawford on first with nobody out in the 7th inning. And the Threshers lead down to 5-4. But they've certainly got a chance to get some insurance in this frame. Brian Rincon coming up to the plate. And a big chance for a double steal with Boyd on second, 35 stolen bases. Crawford on first, 2 tonight, and 27 on the season. So Boyd will head back to second. 2 on and nobody out for the first half champions, 41-17, and they clinched on Saturday, June 10th, with a win 8-4 over the Mighty Muscles. And really, every game is just more chances for these guys to get better and keep on getting used to winning, which is something that they like to do more than absolutely anything. Boyd checked back at second base, Serna has to roll over towards second to keep that ball in the infield and stop Crawford and Boyd from advancing a base. So Brian Rincon at the plate, 0-for-3 on the day, and now Manny Ramirez set at the belt. First pitch to Rincon, fastball outside, 1-0. Rincon hitting from the left side of the box for the first time, and that I think slightly lessens the chance of a potential double steal, but with the aggression of these runners on the base pass, I'm not going to rule anything out. Crawford is leaning towards second right now as the fastball swept away by Martinez to make it a 2-0 count for the second straight at bat. Crawford started out 2-0 before walking on 5 pitches, and now Rincon ahead of the count 2-0 with two very fast runners on. Boyd off for third. Crawford off for second. The throw's going to go to second as Boyd is in safely and no chance to get Crawford. I mean, really, just pick one who you're not going to throw out if you're Omar Martinez. Boyd has his 36th stolen base of the season. Crawford, his 28th. Second stolen base of the game, third for Crawford. And it's a 3-0 count to Brian Rincon. Infield drawn in. A single would give the Threshers a 3-run lead. Fastball upstairs. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Double-digit stolen bases on each of the three bases here with nobody out and a loaded set of bags for Otto Kemp, and that is going to be enough for Rachel Balkovic. 2 straight walks and a hit by pitch. Rachel Balkovic now coming out of the Tarpons dugout to pull Ramirez after he faced the minimum 3 batters. So a new arm coming out from the Tarpons bullpen to face possibly the most difficult jam you can get into. Not only are the bases loaded with nobody out, but the Threshers' cleanup hitter, who is just under 500 over the last week, is coming up to the plate. Otto Kemp with a loaded set of bags and nobody out in the bottom of the 7th, and a new pitcher as the Threshers lead the Tarpons 5-4.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, now taking to the top is number 50, Adam Stone.
Bases loaded, nobody out, and a new pitcher in for the Tarpons. Adam Stone, the big right-hander, is making his second appearance of the series. Stone, standing at 6'6" at 21 years old out of Harvard, 0-1 with a 2.45 ERA in his fifth game of relief. Breaking ball missing outside, and it's a 1-0 count to Otto Kemp with a really, really loaded set of bases. Not just because there are runners on each bag, but a whole lot of speed on the base path for the Clearwater Threshers. Omarion Boyd on third as Kemp fouls away a fastball to even the count at 1-1. Justin Crawford on second and Brian Rincon is on first. Two walks and a hit by pitch in the three batters that Manny Ramirez faced. I guess he should stick to hitting. But it's a 1-1 count to Otto Kemp, and again, these are two different Manny Ramirez's. 1-1, fastball, corrects the outside corner, and it's a 1-2 count to Otto Kemp. 7-15 over his current hit streak, which has now lasted 5 games after Kemp got on the first pitch with a single in the fourth inning. 1-2, outside, and now the count evens at 2-2. Nowhere to put Kemp. Rincon on first, Crawford on second, Boyd on third. The Threshers lead at 5-4, but it is in danger of increasing for the Tarpons. Nobody out and the bases full of Threshers. 1-2-2-2, bounced over to short, fielded in the outfield grass by Serna. Only play is at first, and even he won't get that out. An infield hit for Otto Kemp, and RBI number 25 gives the Threshers a 6-4 lead. And guess what? The bases are still loaded. Kemp on first, Rincon on second, Boyd in the dugout, and Justin Crawford on third. RBI single for Otto Kemp, his second hit of the day. And the Threshers' lead is now 2. So once again, the base is loaded as Disson sends a pitch over the sweeps down the right field side of home plate. And the count is 0-1. Disson, 1-for-3 with a double already today, and a double here would likely clear the bases. 0-1, swing and a miss, fastball on the outside corner, count 0-2. Disson will take a timeout, and now he'll head back into the box. 0-2 the count, bases loaded, and nobody out. So run across, and the Threshers' lead is now 6-4. The 0-2 pitch, Disson reaches out and slaps it, and it ricochets off the scoreboard, almost hitting a fan in the process. Count still 0-2 as Disson stays alive on a good defensive swing. Crawford on third, Rincon on second, Kemp on first. Still nobody out here in the seventh inning with a loaded set of bags for the Threshers. Stone deals, Disson called strike 3, just flicked the wrist too much for his third straight strikeout. First K of the day for Adam Stone. And for the Threshers, they've now struck out 11 times as Disson is the first out of the seventh inning. But the first four have reached base, one run home, and the base is still loaded for William Bergoglio. 4-for-5 last night, 1-for-3 with a run scored today, and he takes the first pitch, a fastball, to make it an 0-1 count. Stone has hit 97 miles an hour. That's the highest he's gone today. And one of the three inherited runs has been scored for the Threshers. Bergoglio grounds this to second base, flipped to second for one, but no play at first for Jared Cerna. And it's a 4-6 fielder's choice and RBI number 5 for William Bergoglio. So Crawford scores on the fielder's choice. Rincon to third. Kemp is out at second. And William Bergoglio has his third RBI of the series. And he's on first with two outs and runners on the corners for the Threshers. 7-4 is the lead for Clearwater. Bergoglio with the RBI on the fielder's choice. And now Ricardo Rosario looking to extend his hit streak up with men on the corners. Swings and misses, but the ball rolls towards the Tarpons dugout. Bergoglio's rounding second as Martinez is taking a while, and he'll get all the way to third on the wild pitch. So the first wild pitch of the day scores Rincon and gives the Threshers now an 8-4 lead, and he is replaced on third by William Bergoglio, coming all the way around from first on a wild pitch. Rosario, though, did swing, and now the count is 0-1. Two gone and a man on third in the seventh. Bounce down the third baseline and foul into the railing of the Threshers dugout, and it's 0-2. To Ricardo Rosario. Threshers lead is 4. Bergoglio is the only runner that is the responsibility of Adam Stone. The night done for Manny Ramirez, all three runners he left on base have come home for the Threshers. 1-2 now to Rosario as the fastball misses outside. Rosario a good take for ball number one. A 5-game hit streak for Ricardo. He would turn to a 6-game on-base streak as he reached in the fourth after being hit by a pitch. This one hit high in the air and foul, staying alive at 1-2. So one run has been charged to Stone. Top foul. High fly ball out to center field. I clearly can't speak. Hall going back. Two steps in front of the warning track. He makes the catch on the run for the final out of the inning. Manny Ramirez allows three runs as the first three batters for the Threshers reach and all score. Kemp and Bergoglio drive in runs. And a run on a wild pitch for Brian Rincon. The Threshers play 3, leave one stranded on one hit. And it's 8-4 Clearwater heading into the 8th. And now an MLB scoreboard update from our good friend Lance Williams. Lance?
The White Sox in LA against the Dodgers at the Orioles also won out as well as the Rays.
Thank you, Lance. We'll see you again during the post-game show. As Gene Cabrera now up with a comfortable 8-4 lead. Looks like the Tarpons have a lefty going in their bullpen. The Threshers don't have anyone up just yet. Might get someone started as Cabrera in his third inning of work. But again, he's usually a starter. All of his long relief outings have only gone 3 innings, but Cabrera certainly the potential to stretch things out. He and the Threshers lead at 8-4. Cabrera would be in line for a save
if he makes it all the way through the ninth inning. Right now, though, for a new Threshers pitcher, it wouldn't be a save situation, as it's 8-4 Clearwater after a three-run seventh. Top of the Terpins order coming up to the plate, Jared Cerna is 0-3 with two strikeouts. He will lead off the eighth inning. Cabrera kicks and deals the first pitch. Cerna pops this one up, playable down the first baseline. Moore sprinting towards the wall, but that ball goes over the netting and into the stands for a foul strike one. 8-4 the lead for the Threshers. The Threshers get a run or three runs on a hit in the seventh inning after the Terpins cut it down to one in the sixth. Fouled away, and now it's 0-2 to Cerna. One in the seventh for the Terpins, one in the fifth, and two in the second. Threshers get five in the fourth and three in the seventh, as they have an 8-4 lead. 0-2 count to Jared Cerna. Cabrera on pitch number 31, 22 for strikes, as Cerna has fouled back two more. Now here's the 0-2. Cabrera, the wind kick in the 0-2 pitch. Fouled away, and a piece of Cerna's bat goes flying down the third base line. Gets a couple of feet closer to third, and the bat boy will pick it up. Three straight fouls for Cerna, as the count is now 0-2. Threshers' lead is 4 after two crooked innings in terms of runs scored. 5 in the fourth, 3 in the seventh on just one hit. 8 runs on 7 hits for Clearwater tonight. 0-2. Hit in the air out to right field. Fergus going back, drifting into left center field, camping under it, making the catch over his left shoulder for the first out of the eighth inning. So one gone as the leadoff man flies out. Cerna has been retired all four times he's come up to the plate. And Anthony Hall is 0-2, walking to lead off the sixth. This is the first inning since the fourth that the Terpins have not put the leadoff man on base. First pitch to Hall, misses low, and a count is 1-0 on the splitter from Cabrera. No, 1-0 to Hall, the number 18 prospect, and the highest-ranked hitter for the Yankees. That is in Tampa. 1-0 the count to Anthony. He bounces one over towards first base. Cabrera charging towards first. Moore takes it himself after scooping it up, and he tags the bag for the second out in the eighth inning. Two gone in the eighth. Quick two outs from Gene Cabrera. And he's still under 40 pitches, so there's a very good chance that he might be called upon to pitch the ninth, saving the Threshers some much-needed arms in the bullpen. As the first pitch comes in to Augustin Ramirez, he takes a slider for a called ball number one, and it's a 1-0 count from Cabrera. Ramirez, 0-3, struck out in the sixth on three pitches. Breaking ball, missing low, and it's 2-0. Back-to-back sliders get below the knees of the Terpins DH. 253 hitter on the year is Ramirez, 6 homers and 27 RBIs, as a new ball is coming to Gene Cabrera. Not like in the last one he saw, as he sent it into the Threshers' dugout. 8-4 the lead for Clearwater, 7 hits to Tampa's 6. As the slider again misses outside to make it 3-0. So three straight misses to Ramirez. And now Cabrera sends in the fastball right down the pipe, and the count's 3-1. Threshers lead by 4. It is their biggest lead of the game. 3-1 the count, 2 out here in the 8th inning. The pitch from Cabrera fouled away as Ramirez just got a piece of it, sending it behind home plate, filling up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff pitch coming from Cabrera. 2 outs in the top of the 8th and a 4-run lead for the Threshers. Cabrera winds, kicks, and deals, and Ramirez looks at a called strike 3.
A tail whip of a fastball at 95 miles an hour cracks the outside corner, and Cabrera has gone through three innings, and a 1-2-3-8 keeps the score at 8-4. That is three strikeouts on the day for Cabrera, and the Threshers looking to get some more insurance, leading 8-4 heading into the bottom of the eighth inning.
Virginia, best stock in sports, the Phillies and Astros are the team's ballpark. He's 7-5-3 for the 6th inning. And clearance today at the Medicare Box Office located at the West End and for customer service. And the Astros skills are pretty good. And you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download the app for free.
Attention all fans, 13-9, the Threshers invite you to run the bases shortly after tonight's game. At conclusion, the game includes at the section 116-117. Your attention please, ladies and gentlemen, pitching for the Cardinals at number 26, Alex Cusimante.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and a new pitcher on for the Tarpons. Alex Bustamante making his second appearance against the Threshers this season. First pitch to Cole Moore, and a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike one. Moore, 1-for-1 on the day, but he's walked twice, scored a run, and driven in a run. 0-1 now to Moore. Bustamante coming in with a 3.16 ERA. Also a defensive substitution, straight up Dowry Arias for Matt Pita. And Arias is due to bat second in the ninth inning. He is playing right field. So Pita's rehab stint is over, and it's a 1-1 count to Moore. Now 1-2 as he swings and misses at an outside fastball. So Stone allowed three runs, but none of them were charged to him, all inherited from Manny Ramirez. An inning of work, no runs allowed, a walk and a hit, or no walks, a strikeout and a hit. 1-2 to Moore. Bounced up the middle, fielded by Bustamante, a step off the mound. He'll send it to first, and that is the first out of the eighth inning. Moore is retired for the first time after four straight at-bats where he reached base. And that is the first down to the eighth inning. That'll bring up Cade Fergus, who had the bases-clearing double in the fourth that gave the Threshers a 4-2 lead, a lead they have yet to surrender. Three RBIs from Fergus brings him up to a tie for first for the team lead with Justin Crawford. First pitch to Fergus, a fastball zips into the outside corner for a called strike one. So Bustamante on the season, ERA now down to 3.12 after that. Arizona native in his 19th relief appearance, 26 innings pitched, 25 strikeouts, and 1-0 record. Breaking ball missing low to Fergus, and it catches the outside corner for called strike number two. Two strikeouts sandwiching the double from Fergus, so he's 1-for-3. Two hits this series, both of them have gone for extra bases. Fergus has also scored each time he's reached base this week. 0-2 now to Cade, and one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bustamante deals. Fergus bends over to avoid the breaking ball, and the count is 1-2. Way outside on the breaking ball. Fergus lets it go. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 8-4 the score. Threshers have led since the 4th inning. Bustamante kicks and deals. Fergus lets it go. It's a called strike 3 as the breaking ball reaches the knees of Cade Fergus. 12th time a Thresher has struck out today. And first for Alex Bustamante. 2 gone here in the 8th, and now the lineup card turns over for Marion Boyd, showing no ill effects of being plunked in the knee by Manny Ramirez. He has reached base twice with 2 stolen bases and a run as he sends a hard line drive foul down the right field line. 0-1 the count to Boyd, who's 0-2. Strikeout and a ground out, as well as a walk and hit by pitch. In the 7th inning, he was plunked on the 3rd pitch of the frame, stole 2nd, 3rd, and ended up scoring a run. Now the 0-1 to Boyd. Breaking ball, just missing, and the count's even. 1 ball to 1 strike. Even 1-1 count to Boyd, 4-run lead for the Threshers with 2 outs in the 8th. Here's the pitch. Bustamante deals. Fastball misses outside, 2-1. Now the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Count even again, this time at 2-2 as Boyd misses on the slider. 8-4 the lead. Threshers also out hitting the Tarpons, 7-6. And a check back in the Carolina League will occur after this pitch. Shoot 2. Boyd lifts this one high in the air, deep out to left field. On the track is Familia looking up, and he makes the catch with his back against the left field wall. Boyd inches away from his first career home run, and the Threshers go down in order in the 8th inning. A long fly ball out to finish off a 1-2-3-8. But the Threshers have a 4-run lead, and Gene Cabrera will come on for the save in the 9th. He's already allowed just 1 run over 3 innings. We'll see what he can do with the 9th inning next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Change the game in our country. Our stories to tell, memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.com.
Three outs left. Gene Cabrera looking for a 4-inning save with the Threshers leading 8-4. Dowry Arias is up next, but there's the wrong headshot on the board. Brenny Escanillo's leading off the 9th inning for the Tarpons. He swings and misses at the 2nd pitch of the frame, and the count is now even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Dowry Arias will bat 2nd, coming in for the right fielder Pita in the 8th inning. Popped up by Escanillo. That goes over our heads in the press box, and the count will drop to 1-2. Escanillo singled his last time up, is 1-for-3 on the day. And now a 1-for-2 count, average south of 200 with 15 ribbies. Breaking ball over the plate, called strike three. A nasty slider from Gene Cabrera. He's had a strikeout in each of the four innings he's worked. And that's the first K of the ninth. Back-to-back strikeouts. End the eighth and start the ninth for Gene Cabrera. Both of those sending players down looking. Now it's down Rio Rios, who takes the first pitch, a fastball upstairs to make it 1-0. So Pita will finish his day 1-for-3, a home run, a double play, and a strikeout. 1-0 to Arias as the fastball misses upstairs, count 2-0. Arias has been in the lineup for the last two games. Last night, he reached once on a walk in the fifth and scored, but was otherwise 0-for-5. He goes around at a breaking ball from Cabrera, and now the count's 2-1 to the Tarpons right fielder. Arias, typically in center field, is hitting three home runs on the year with a 215 average, 20 RBIs. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's a 3-1 count to Arias, getting his first action in right field this series, and he takes a quick timeout to prepare himself. 3-1 the count to Arias, who is getting in his seventh game against the Threshers. He's 5-for-25 with two RBIs. Swings and misses. And now the count is full, 3-2. Tied with Omar Martinez, Arias has the third most strikeouts against Threshers pitching this year. He has struck out 9 times. Won't do it here. This one has popped into foul territory, foul down the left field line, and we'll do it again at 3-2. 95 on the heater from Gene Cabrera, who has just topped 50 pitches, 51 in total, 34 in for strikes. Payoff pitch again. One out in the ninth. Cabrera deals. Arias bounces this one foul down the first base line. And manager Rachel Balkovic will play it off the wall. Still a full count to Arias. 7 pitches in the at-bat already. Cabrera, working quickly, deals the payoff again. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Arias barely gets a piece of it, and Fowl tips it into Disson's glove. 3 straight punch-outs for Cabrera, including 2 to start off the night. He's got 5 so far today, and now the last chance for the Tarpons comes in the form of Jesus Rodriguez. The left side of the infield shifts down the third base line with Otto Kemp closest to the third base line at third. Rincon playing with his heels on the outfield grass. Rodriguez lets the first pitch bounce off of home plate, and it's 1-0. The third baseman for the Tarpons, good play in the field today, but his appearances at the plate have been solid as well. A solo shot in the second, struck out in the fourth, and singled in the sixth, so he's 2-for-3. Fastball outside, and now it's 2-0 to Jesus Rodriguez. After the first two reached in the seventh, Cabrera has retired each of the next 7 batters. My math is terrible. 7 batters. And 3 straight strikeouts, bridging the 8th and 9th innings. Now he's on the verge of breaking that streak with a 3-0 count to Rodriguez. Fastball right down the pipe, and the count's 3-1. Rodriguez representing the last chance between the Threshers giving Finley his most cherished birthday gift, which would be a Threshers win. And a pitch clock violation by Cabrera leads to 4. That is his first walk of the day, or his second walk of the day. And his outing will continue. So 2 gone, and now it's Christopher Familia who represents the last chance for the Tarpons. First pitch to Familia, a hefty hack, and he misses 0-1. Way out in front of the breaking ball. Splitter just dropped off the map. And Familia now down 0-1. A triple, a single, and a walk in 3 at-bats, and he fouls this one backwards, making the count 0-2. Familia down to his final strike. Oh, to the count. Cabrera leans in looking for the sign with 10 on the pitch clock. He is set at the belt. 0-2 to Familia. Cabrera deals. Familia lifts this high and deep out to right field. Fergus back. It's playable on the track. He leaps, and he makes the catch at the wall. Great play by Fergus to end the game, and the Clearwater Threshers have taken the second of three games so far this series. 8-4 is the victory. Clearwater coming back from a two-run deficit. 5 runs in the fourth, 3 in the seventh, and they get win number 42 on the year. A great catch by Fergus to end it, and great pitching for the Clearwater Threshers. 1 run left on base in the ninth, 3 runs left on base in total for the Tarpons. The Threshers get 8 runs on 4 hits, 7 or 8 runs on 7 hits, 4 runs on 6 hits for the Tarpons. And the Threshers celebrate family's birthday the only way they know how, by getting them another win here at Bay Cairn Ballpark. 8-4 the final score. Lance will tell you the rest for the post game.
Just 1 earned run in 5 Ks in those last 4 innings. But it wasn't just the pitching, the hitting as well. Cade Fergus, 1-for-4 with 3 RBIs on the night, including a double in the 4th inning. Next, William Bergoya continuing to shine as a Thresher, 1-for-4 with an RBI as well. He's now 7-for-13 this series, recording at least 1 hit last night, 4. And so 1 hit, at least 1 hit in each game. Next, Otto Kemp, 2-for-4 with an RBI as well. And he also scored off a wild pitch, which takes me to the next part. The base running, this was fantastic. The Threshers have been shining on the base paths all year long. In this game, every single hitter got on base, and 8 different hitters scored runs. So 6 stolen bases this game. Justin Crawford, 3 stolen bases, 28 now in the year. That's second in the Florida State League. Trailing Amarian Boyd, who had 2 today as well. He got domed in the knee, and he still stole another base. He is now on top of the leaderboard, 36. He continues to roll on that leaderboard. Next, Otto Kemp, 1 stolen base, and Cade Fergus, 1 as well. So, a great win for the Threshers all around. The scoring started in the 4th inning after the Tarpons hit 2 back-to-back home runs in the 2nd, but Cole Moore walked that allowed Otto Kemp to score, and then Cade Fergus, his double, brought in 3 runners. And then Justin Crawford hit a single that allowed Cade Fergus to score. The scoring for the Threshers continued in the bottom of the 7th when Otto Kemp hit a single that brought in Amarian Boyd, and then William Bergoya grounded out, but it allowed Justin Crawford to reach home. Also in the 7th inning, Adam Stone threw a wild pitch that bounced back towards the Tarpons dugout that brought in Brian Rincon. And that was it for the scoring, but the Threshers, with that 4-run lead, Gene Cabrera was able to close it out for the Clearwater Threshers. Threshers, they won their game in the Florida State League, as well as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who won in Bradenton 7-4, and 3 other games in the FSL are going on right now. The St. Lucie Mets trying to make another statement win against Palm Beach, against the Cardinals in Palm Beach, 8-6 right now in the top of the 8th. The Lakeland Flying Tigers also lead the Dunedin Blue Jays in Dunedin in the bottom of the 7th, 4-2. And the Jupiter-Daytona game finally got underway. The Hammerheads lead 3-1 in the top of the 6th. That's the Florida State League as of now. Our next game here on the Threshers Broadcast Network is tomorrow. We have quite a few promotions going on. It's June 16th. It's the Clearwater Beach Dogs. So you can bring your dogs to the game. You can purchase your tickets on threshersbaseball.com/tickets. Also, the Philly Fanatic is making an appearance, as well as a Threshers slides giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. So on the Threshers Broadcast Network. We'll be here with at 6:15 for the pregame show. That'll be me and Josh, and 6:30 for the first pitch here at Clearwater. So, happy birthday to the man himself, the shark himself, Finley. I would like to thank everyone for listening as part of me, Lance Williams, and Josh Sperber. And we'd like to wish you a good night from everyone here at the Threshers Broadcast Network.